last night on Conan O'Brien.
You're a bastard.
Yes, I know.
I want my money! I spent it!
Traveling to another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are only that of the imagination. You're entering
the outer limits.
You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry. Film, television, and pop culture. It's where you find it.
I can get the part from Bristol. It'll take 2 weeks. Here's your pomade.
2 weeks? That don't do me no good.
Here's Ford Auto Man's Bristol.
Hold on now. I don't want this pomade. I want Dapper Dan.
I don't care Dapper Dan. I care Fop.
Well, I don't want Fop, goddammit. I'm a Dapper Dan man.
Watch your language, young fella. This is a public market. Now, if you want Dapper Dan, I can order it for you. Have it in a couple of weeks.
Well, ain't this place a geographical oddity? 2 weeks from everywhere. Forget it.
Yeah, so I spent the weekend in Connecticut with my grandmother.
Ooh, kinky.
Inappropriate.
You know, when I was 19, Grandpa took me on a roller coaster.
Oh?
Up, down, up, down. Oh, what a ride.
What a great story.
I always wanted to go again. You know, it was just interesting to me that a ride could make me so frightened, so scared, so sick, so excited, and so thrilled all together. Some didn't like it. They went on the merry-go-round. That just goes around. Nothing. I like the roller coaster. You get more out of it. Well, I'll be seeing you in the car.
She's a very smart lady.
Yeah, a minute ago I was really confused about life, and then Grandma came in with her wonderful and affecting roller coaster story, and now everything's great again.
I happen to like the roller coaster, okay? As far as I'm concerned, your grandmother is brilliant.
Yeah, if she's so brilliant, how come she's sitting in our neighbor's car?
Man's having a seizure.
Yes, we've got to help people, 'cause people need our help, and you got to do the very best you can. Yes, we do our best and we haven't put ourselves to the test. Yet together we will work throughout the land. What's the matter?
Sit down, Bill.
Woo! Yeah! Hey, everybody! Boom goes the dynamite! Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Oh, it's Nowhere in Mulberry, the place where we can do second takes. welcome to the show, everyone.
One hell of a cold open there.
Hell yeah, man. I timed that perfectly, too, didn't I?
That was great.
Now, guys, this is the place where you come to hear film, television, and pop culture talk. It's called Nowhere in Mulberry. I'm your host, the J-Strom. And this is Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry Historian. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, you're introducing me first. What's wrong with this picture?
Gee, Steven's not here. That's why his mic was muted. So he's walking in right now.
Should we start talking about Star Wars now?
Yeah.
Or when he gets here?
Well, you know, we'll get to it.
All right. Oh.
Yes, we will. Hey, Steven, how's it going? He's here right now. He's taking off his jacket. He's throwing it behind me. Hey, what's going on, Steven?
Nothing. Caught in traffic.
You know, it's funny. Whenever Steven's late, I'm hoping he gets here during the intro so he can at least get on with his headset and everything. But no, it's while we're talking. Hey, Steven, how's it going?
The traffic was so... I mean, it was like stopped on the freeway right by my house. You know how bad the traffic is right there.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not appropriate, Steven.
Inappropriate!
Yeah. Now, Bill, hey, it's Steven. Aren't you happy? Woo!
You feel better now I'm here?
Yeah. We sure did miss you, Steven. Now, let's just try to get back on track. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking.
Are you feeling better?
I am feeling better. I still have a bit of congestion, but it is what it is.
Yeah, you don't feel like crap anymore, so that's good.
No, I don't, thank God.
Steven, how you doing?
Oh, good.
Buddy Rowe, huh?
Got to work kind of in town this week, Oklahoma, you know, I drove, so.
Nice.
Ooh, kinky!
Yeah, pretty kinky, Steven. I don't know what
Oklahoma's
that means.
Oklahoma's but... kinky, huh?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know.
Is Oklahoma kind of...
Yeah, I've been at this hospital so many times, yeah.
Now, guys, we got a lot of shows to talk about, as always, and stuff like that. And we have some voicemail, too. But first, I wanted to say thank you for joining us. And if you'd like, again, I've been just warning everyone that about Mulberry Old School, Bill. You know, I'm going to go ahead and keep saying it, that it may be going away soon. So go ahead and download those episodes. And, you know, I've even had a couple of people say, hey, this download's not working. Can you send it to me? And I try it, and it works. GCast is kind of a fickle bitch, if you know what I'm saying. Like, if it doesn't work the first time, try it again, and then try it again if that doesn't work. It'll download. Remember, it's a free service, so they don't give a shit, okay? I mean, if there happens to be probably, if there's like three people downloading something at one time, it probably all slows down or something, so I don't know. But just keep trying. And also, I wanted to announce, Bill, that I broke down and joined Twitter this week.
I noticed that, and you're all Twitterified.
Yeah,
you know, I'll like log on there and see these little witticisms and be like, "Oh, isn't he just full of Twitterness?"
I'm tweeting a lot, and you know what? You know who really needs Twitter now that I've been using it? Steven. He's out of town all the time. He could tweet on his phone like all the time. Tell us where you are, what you're eating. You know, how often you're showering, you know, stuff like that, Steven. So we'd really like to know that.
Stuff we really need to know.
We really need a Steven Twitter.
I try not to do the let people know I'm out of town because my house is empty.
But how do they know where you live?
Yeah, because they know exactly
they
where
up,
you live.
It's easy to look up people's names and find addresses.
That sounds a bit paranoid, Steven.
That does.
That's extremely paranoid.
Since my brother does no longer live next door to me to watch my house, I would do it if he was there.
Now, what about me? Like, if I say I'm out to eat or something, is somebody, like, coming to my house? Like, dude, he's at Denny's right now.
They know I'm out all week.
Who does?
He's going to dine and dash.
But how do they know where you live?
People, I don't know.
People know, Jason.
No one had even thought of that. Now, you just put it into their head, Steven.
That's the way I think. I'm sorry. I just think the worst of people, I guess.
I don't think I like that, Steven.
Inappropriate.
Well, I don't put it, like, on my Facebook. I don't put it on there because, you know, people can look at
but
mine's
technically.
Mine's an open profile. I don't think it locked.
But isn't it the same thing as saying, you know, when you say, I'm finally home, isn't it kind of saying,
I'm
gone all week normally.
Well, I was gone. They don't know that. Now I'm home.
You're gone Monday through Friday every week, Steven.
people
already know that if they listen to the show is what I'm saying.
Well, I'm not worried about the people listening to this show.
Oh, the honest people are listening to this show, but not the people
okay,
that are
people
on Twitter.
Who are looking through
Facebook.
But it
would be the same people who would follow your Twitter is
well,
what I'm
people
saying.
Who go through Facebook and whatnot, you know, they're just look. You know, people who are scammers. There's lots of scammers out there.
Holy shit. You're insane.
You don't think?
Steven, that's totally paranoid. There's scammers looking for people who are out of town on there?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. I buy it.
but not
out of town, but, you know.
I'm just moving on, man.
Not out of town. What if they're even looking
on this all night?
What if they're even looking for, you know, they're like the pedophiles that are on there. I mean, There's
no pedophiles on Facebook.
Right.
There's pedophiles on Facebook?
Sure there
My
are.
My God.
No way.
Someone call Gary Glitter.
Anywhere on the computer.
Gary Glitter. I like that. Wow. All right.
What a great story.
Yeah. Okay. We've got some voicemail. The first one is the Mystery Man. Let's check it out. We don't know who this guy is. He's a stranger. And he's on Facebook, too. So be careful, Steven.
He's a stranger. I'm worried about him.
Hi, Mulberryites. This is the guy you call Mystery Man. Checking in every once in a while. I kind of like the serious segment you had about donating to the Red Cross and you know, just the terrible, terrible tragedy that took place in Haiti just recently. And I'm on Facebook, too, and I'm one of your friends there, actually all you guys. I have a lot of guys that are just, like, right-wing, wing nuts. Sometimes they're just insensitive assholes. It really kind of hit me hard to see people talking about human lives in terms of dollars and cents. I just never respond well to that. And I've been getting a lot of that crap lately. And it just really was a good statement. I just want to let you know that I appreciated hearing that. And have a great show. And Bill, do something about that cold, man. Talk to you later.
Oh, he's all better now. Thanks, Mr.
Yeah,
Man.
I will do. I'll do that right away. Thanks.
You know, one thing I got to say about like what he's talking about Facebook, and I kind of mentioned that, is a lot of people have opinions that they shouldn't share. You know, like
yes.
We may think awful thoughts, especially when we're in public or whatever and we see people. But the problem is now you can have something like Twitter or Facebook where you post your horrible thought or, you know, antisocial thought or whatever. That, you know, that's fine. Except
yeah, because I guess he's referring to the people who didn't want the government to help.
Well, no, not necessarily that. Some people are like, who cares about this Haiti crap or whatever? You know, just like, I'm so cool or whatever.
It's hundreds of miles, if not thousands of miles away from me. I don't care about them.
Yeah, like, I don't want my tax dollar. I think it's funny how everyone thinks that, like, there's your tax dollar somewhere in a vault. Like, oh, this is your tax dollars right here. See in this giant vault? That's just you.
That's such a cop-out.
Don't
People
worry,
love
we're not going to touch
that
it.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't want my tax dollar. You know what? Your tax dollars probably aren't jack shit, okay? So don't worry about it, okay, bud?
Thanks for your yearly income of $25,000 tax.
Yeah. Like, I don't want my tax dollars going to that. Dude, it's going to whatever they want it to. Just get over it, okay? Move on in life. And that's another thing is, you know, it's nice when we're all friends, but there's, you know, one thing that you always say, you shouldn't talk about religion or politics. I believe Linus says that, or the Great Pumpkin, you know? it's true, because if you disagree, what's the point in talking about it? You're not going to change anyone's opinion. That's one thing, as I get older, I know that rarely does anyone ever change their opinion about something. But no. When, but you're on Facebook and your buddies, you know, you get to see their anti-Obama thing about how he's really a sleeper agent. you know, he's not really.
He was actually born in Africa.
Yeah, he's not really American. He's a sleeper agent for Al-Qaeda. I've read all of that kind of stuff.
Hey, man, he's got Hussein in his name.
Just, hey, I've read things that are so stupid from my fellow human beings, it actually causes me physical pain. Like, wow, I wish I could unsee that because I can't believe there's someone that stupid in this world, let alone on my Facebook friend list. What the hell? You know, it's just something like that. But I understand exactly what you mean, Mystery Man. Man, you're so mysterious, isn't he, guys? Who is this guy?
He's our friend.
I hope so. I
think he's actually just a friend with Steven so that he can know when Steven's not home.
Uh-huh.
So that he can go rob him.
And technically, Steven, you're not home right now because you're doing the show. Uh-oh.
Anybody listening live, Steven's not
Steven
home.
Steven looks he's terrified got, right now.
He's got a nice LCD TV. He's got game systems he never plays.
Oh, no. Yikes.
And I have an alarm system.
See, there you go. You have nothing to do.
Any good criminal can bypass that shit.
Oh, yeah, that's true, Steven. It is very true.
Damn.
Watch your language, young fella.
Oh, okay. Well, we have another voicemail. This one from Sean.
What's going on, Mulberry? It's Sean from Los Angeles. Hope you guys had a great week. Awesome show last week. Especially that crazy loop at the end of the episode. Really screwed with my head. I thought I was, like, going crazy or something.
We did that on purpose.
I was playing the file on my computer while I was at work. Then I kept hearing Jason say the same thing over and over about his dad's birthday. And I was like, wow, he's really happy that his dad, that it's his dad's birthday. I was like, that's cool. But then after a few times, I was like, wait, something isn't right. But it's all good. Didn't make the episode any worse or anything. It was all good. And let's see. Oh, I wanted to hear what you guys thought. I don't think you guys talked about it last week. About that whole Spider-Man reboot. What's going on? I guess Sam Raimi, Tobey Maguire, they're all going away. And they're going to reboot Spider-Man after, what? The first movie came out just 8 years ago. And they're going to have it back in high school again. And they got the guy who directed 500 Days of Summer to make the movie. Which... I really like that movie, so I guess I don't really have a huge problem with that. But seriously, like a reboot? I don't want to see Peter Parker in high school again. I'm sorry. I mean, we just saw that. Why couldn't they just, you know, do Spider-Man 4 and have, you know, they could have a new team come on, new Spider-Man, new director, but they don't have to show us how he got his powers again, do they? I mean, really? Come on.
No.
Let's see what else. Oh, also, Friday Night Lights was really good this week. You guys are going to talk about it, I'm sure. For some reason, this was like the first week that I felt like I got to know the new characters, and it seemed like the bulk of the episode was focused on the new characters this season, and it was definitely the first time that I felt like they were a part of the show fully, and so I really enjoyed the episode. It was really good. Oh, another thing. On my way to work the other day, since I work in LA, so every so often we'll see signs for productions going on, like a sign that says crew parking with an arrow pointed to the right and the show name. And so I was driving to work and I saw a sign that said Lawman. And I got really, really excited because I thought, oh, is Steven Seagal coming to LA to shoot on location for next season or something? So I followed the sign to crew parking. And I saw the security and then I asked him, is this Steven Seagal Lawman? And then he looked at me really, really strange. He's like, Steven Seagal? And then I was like, oh, but never mind. And then I drove away. And then when I got to work, I Wikipedia'd Lawman, and apparently there's another like regular show, like a drama, not reality show, that's coming out next year. Or no, this year. And I guess they're filming episodes for that. So I was pretty disappointed because I wanted to see that lifelong practitioner of the martial arts in person. But I guess I'll just have to wait. Anyway, you guys have an awesome show this week. Can't wait to listen to it. And I will talk to you guys later. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks for the voicemail. You know, the Spider-Man thing, I read about that and I was kind of bummed. You know, that was the same thing with like the Conan announcement. It was like Sam Raimi wasn't doing the new Spider-Man. At that point, I really lost interest in anything Spider-Man. So when they announced like they had this reboot already planned, it sounded like they were just trying to piss off Sam Raimi so he quit so they could run with this other plan. I actually have tried not to even think about it. I just don't even care right now.
What doesn't make any sense to me is this is never going to happen. It's never going to get made because it just doesn't sound right. Mark Webb, the guy that did 500 Days of Summer, although a good movie, I enjoyed it. He's not a visually dynamic director. You know, I mean, is there going to be like a scene of Peter Parker singing a Hall & Oates song while everyone dances around him? It just doesn't. I mean, that was probably.
I haven't seen it yet, so I'm not getting the reference.
Oh, okay.
I definitely
want to
see it.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, I really want to see it. And, you know, everyone's posting about it, Bill, everywhere. You know, hey, this new director he's going to direct the next three Spider-Man. I don't care at this point, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, wait till there's a trailer out. I'm really like that now. I don't like to
jump on the bandwagon there.
I can't care about it right now in this stage, but maybe once they've released a teaser trailer, then I'll comment on it. Does it suck that Sam Raimi's not doing a Spider-Man 4? I honestly didn't think there needed to be another one, but when it said he wasn't going to do one anymore, I was kind of bummed. But I really think that he will. Maybe this will give him this drive, like he's pissed off about it, and he'll go make his masterpiece. You know what I mean? Like he'll be inspired to do something really cool. I always think of the example of like Martin Scorsese. He tried several times to get The Last Temptation of Christ off the ground. And when he couldn't get it done. He couldn't get it made at the time. He went and made After Hours, the movie with Griffin Dunne. And that's just an awesome movie. It's just
It really is.
It's a kind of a blowing off steam for Martin Scorsese movie because he couldn't make the movie he wanted to. That's what I'm hoping Sam Raimi does, something like
that. Go the complete opposite direction of...
Yeah, just something badass. Or hell, even take over one of DC superheroes. I've heard people rumor about like maybe he would do Superman. But that's the problem with the internet these days. Everyone's got rumors and they're all bullshit, right?
Hopefully he'll just sit down with his brother, knock something out, and you know, give us... something Sam Raimi-ish.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe a Quick and the Dead 2.
Yeah, people have said, Quick and the Dead 2. Make an Evil Dead, 4 or something like that. But I don't know. But about the Spider-Man stuff, I just don't know. But
no, I don't know that there need... I think that kind of wrapped itself up, the Evil Dead.
That's funny, though, doing a reboot.
Well, no, Ash is now in the future, and... the apocalyptic future. So.
They've waited a long time. Bruce Campbell's kind of old now, but I mean, they could pull it off. But
Bruce Campbell's busy doing the sequel to My Name Is Bruce because it was really needed.
It's what is it? Bruce Campbell versus Frankenstein or something like that.
Yeah.
Wow. But but also the Lawman thing, is that the new Timothy Oliphant show?
It was called Justified, and we went, wow, that's a really terrible name. So I guess they.
I saw the trailer for Lawman. You know what's funny about the trailers to these shows is it's based off the pilot. And one thing, this is kind of a weird way to go, but when you watch a pilot and you see the trailers to it, I always love the second episode after a pilot of a show. Everyone's got different hairstyles because it's like a year later, you know. You film the pilot, you wait a year to get okayed or greenlit. And, you know, I just read, Bill, that AMC is finally greenlit to make a pilot for The Walking Dead. This whole time I thought they were already, like, making it, but now they're making the pilot. So hopefully that means they have a script written. And
you know what show stands out for me that was like that was Burn Notice. If you remember in the pilot episode of Burn Notice, Michael's mom was like a hypochondriac.
Right.
And she always needed to go to the doctor. And then second episode,
it's like, nah,
nothing.
We don't need that, guys.
It's
like,
what the hell happened to that?
Yeah, I love that. But I guess they make the necessary changes. Now, we have one more voicemail, guys. This one from Rick. Rick from Australia, our buddy. He said he wanted to call in on Skype today, except he said he left a voicemail just in case he was sleepy. And I'm going to say he's not going to call in because he sounds a little sleepy here. Let's check it out.
Hey, guys. It's Rick.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He's in a can.
I just finished working 12-hour shift, and I thought, you know what? It's time to do a voicemail.
Is that you?
After a drink or two. I might not get a chance to call in, so I thought I'd leave a voicemail as well.
He's in the bathroom.
Just so you get some Rick on the show. Yeah! I watched two movies this week. The first movie I watched was Law Abiding Citizen with Jamie Foxx and Gerard Butler. That was just crap. kind of just didn't seem right. It kind of starts off as this dude wants to get revenge, and then he gets revenge pretty quickly. And the rest of it's just Jamie Foxx trying to get him to admit that he killed him. Maybe I just didn't get it, but it was kind of stupid. He tunnels into jail. I was like, that doesn't make sense. And the second movie I watched was The Book of Eli with Denzel Washington and Mila Kunis. Man, I just got no time for that crap.
What?
She ruined Max Payne. No, she didn't. Max Payne was terrible all on its own. But she didn't improve it. And she's no Mona Sack, so she's going to get effed.
Huh?
Anyway, I didn't really know about it until you guys talked about it last week. And then I saw the trailer on YouTube, and I was like, that looks pretty sweet. It looks like it's shot really nicely. So I watched it online. And if you don't have the, nice cinematography, it's got nothing. And Gary Oldman, he's all right. He's all right in everything. But in this, it's just like Fifth Element all over again. He's just after something, and there's a moment in here exactly like the moment in Fifth Element where he doesn't get what he wants, although he thought he just got it. Yeah. And I'm like, Fifth Element. Gay. Anyway, I need to watch it on Blu-ray because it looks really sweet on YouTube, on high def. If it didn't have Denzel Washington and Gary Oldman, no one would watch this movie. Zero. It had such great potential. The post-apocalyptic scenario is always good, but it just didn't.
I just want to go echo. Pull off,
so, yeah, anyway. Hopefully I'll get to call in and sober up then. Talk about Fringe or something cool like that. I'm going to go to bed now. I just finished a 12-hour shift. Good night.
Everyone!
Oh, good night, Rick.
Good night, Rick.
Yeah, he left that like about 3 hours ago, so I'm thinking he's asleep right now.
Yeah, 12-hour shift and had a drink or two or three.
Now, did he? He had a Max Payne reference in there. Mona Sachs, right? Was she?
Yeah,
she's the girl. So he's saying Mila Kunis did a weak job of playing that character from the video game.
Right? Yeah, in the Max Payne movie, yeah.
Right. I never saw that movie, but I've seen scenes of it on HBO. Just kind of like, turn it. Just keep.
Yeah,
going.
I don't really care.
Flip, and you know what? I didn't even like the game enough to and flip because there's that one part where you have to jump onto the subway car, and I died so many times in that part. Oh, I don't want to watch the movie.
It'll just bring back terrible memories.
Yeah, screw that. All right, guys.
I like the game. I played the first one. I never played any of the sequels.
I hate the nightmare part in that game also.
Where trippy nightmare part where you have to run through like the maze and the walls.
Yeah, and you can just fall to your death. And I'm like, can we get back to the shooting part of the game, please? The stupid nightmare.
Oh, you don't like the story?
But, hey, thank you guys for sending in your voicemail. We love feedback. If anyone would like to send us a voicemail, call 1-206-202-3491. Send an email or a voicemail to nimpodcast@gmail.com. We would love that very much. We love feedback. Also, you can join the forum on nowheremulberry.com. You'll see the link there. All right, guys, let's check out entertainment.
You're a bastard.
Oh, well, thank you. All right, guys. You know what's funny is there's this movie called Legion with Paul Bettany. But more of an apocalyptic thing is the Tooth Fairy that was released instead.
Yeah, that does signal the end of mankind.
You know what's funny is this movie, Legion, is getting horrible reviews, but I knew that it would because I knew
one.
This is what you'll know whenever you hear about this, guys. Effects guy turned director is always a nightmare. Trust me. Maybe every once out of 100 times it works, but it's usually... Just know this. Remember the movie Spawn?
That movie was awesome.
That was an ILM guy turned director. Horrible movie, okay?
Yeah.
In fact, the effects suck in it, too.
Yeah, but the effects are horrible in it.
But the funniest thing that... funniest review
so
I read of it.
Direct his own effects movie.
It sounded like okay, a 12-year-old in church thought of this movie and mixed in Terminator and The Matrix, and it's like every scene in it is derivative of either Terminator and Matrix, where it's just hilarious, and the movie makes absolutely no sense whatsoever because basically it's like God is destroying mankind, I guess, because he's sick of us. I don't blame him, you know. After those Facebook posts, but Paul Bettany, who I love, by the way, he's a great actor. He's married to Jennifer Connelly. The guy knows what he's doing, right? He's an angel defending Tyra from Friday Night Lights, who has the second coming of Christ. Wow, what a convoluted mess.
But wait a second. If God is destroying the earth and Christ was God in human form, why would he destroy himself?
The only thing I can think
that's
what,
part of the convoluted mess.
What people are saying is the movie makes absolutely no sense. But I gotta say this: the spider granny cracks me up on the commercial.
Oh yes, well that was stolen right out of Exorcist 3.
Right, the crawling on the ceiling thing. You know what's funny?
Yeah.
I tried not to let Emma watch that commercial because it'll scare her, and she wanted to watch it. Let me see. And she saw it, and I go, "That's Spider Granny." You know, she was like, "Spider Granny." She was like very interested in it. It's like,
why is my grandma spidery?
I love that.
Trying to make it friendly for her.
So if the director was smart, he would have abandoned all that angel shit and just said, "Spider Granny, the movie." Come on, that would have been awesome. But yeah, the movie looks hilarious. But Tooth Fairy, wow, Tooth Fairy.
Now, I.
You know what?
Wow.
I had a read. You know what? The Rock. I saw him this week. I didn't see him on the show because I, you know, F Jay Leno. I don't watch Jay Leno. But I looked through the guide and it said the Dwayne Johnson on Jay Leno show. So I was like, oh, what a little bitch, right? And then he's on Letterman, and then he's on Regent. You know, I know that's what these people do, but I'm sick of reading his name as a guest on all these shows. You know what I'm saying?
Do they still call him The Rock, or is it just Dwayne Johnson?
No, it's just Dwayne Johnson.
Okay.
Totally. Now, what more is there to say about this movie? Seriously, nothing. It just looks like a disaster.
He's a hockey player named the Tooth Fairy that then
he doesn't believe in the Tooth Fairy, and he's a jerk. So I'm guessing this guy's by the end of the movie, he's not a jerk anymore. He's a nice guy.
He becomes a nice guy.
And then he becomes the best Tooth Fairy ever?
Totally. He's an awesome guy. I thought there was only one, but apparently it's like a school. You know what I'm saying?
There's a whole bunch of Tooth Fairies.
That sounds hilarious.
All right, guys. What more is there to say? Is there any other movies coming out this week, Bill, or next week? Anything good?
Anything good? No. There's that awesome Extraordinary Measures with Brendan Fraser and Han Solo.
Ooh, kinky.
Every time I see that commercial, I want to rip my eyes out of my head.
That looks cheesy as hell.
I need to save my daughter. This is the only thing we can do.
It's not a well-cut trailer. It doesn't make it look exciting. It looks like a lot of people in office buildings.
So exciting.
Guys, let's check out what's on our TVs. Let's keep the show rolling. Yeah. Good times. I'm fired up, aren't I, Steven?
Yes.
All right, guys, you know, I'm really sad tonight because it's the final Conan on the Tonight Show ever. Pretty bummed about that. I've been watching it all last week. And
well,
you know,
not ever. I'm sure he'll be back. It's just the final Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, I'm still bummed about that, though, because we were having a lot of fun. You know, Heather, me, Heather, and Emma. Emma gets out of the bathtub. We're getting ready for bed. Way too late, by the way. Don't judge us. We watch Conan. And it's a good time, and now he's going to be gone, and that big chin bastard Leno will be back March 1st. You know, I think actually if somebody else filled in and took over the Tonight Show instead of Leno, it'd be less painful. But the fact that Leno gets it back just annoys the shit out of me. It actually gives me a sick feeling in my stomach.
I'm irritated beyond belief with this.
Ugh, it's so annoying. Yeah. But Conan last night kind of talked about it. You know, he's been in good spirits and trying not to seem defeated. And the funniest thing is when he has guests, they're like, so how you feeling, man? You know, it's just kind of like, I'm fine or whatever.
I like the one with Adam Sandler the other night.
Oh, that was great, where he was talking about when he was fired from NBC and what NBC stood for.
Well, when he was like, yeah, I'll get you back, you're gonna be in some of my movies.
Yeah, it's like, Andy, we got you too. Not Max Weinberg. He's got the boss.
Back.
Yeah, really.
Let's go ahead and check this out. Conan. Conzi. Or Coco.
All kidding aside, though, it was announced today that very late last night, NBC and I reached an agreement. And tomorrow, this is official, will be the very last Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien. Now, obviously, this isn't a joke. This was not our first choice. It was not our eighth choice, but I am determined to make the best of this situation. So, ladies and gentlemen and people that are watching, here is the plan. Tonight and tomorrow night, we're going to have a lot of fun on television. That's what we're going to do. Okay? We're lucky people to have this job for 10 minutes. So, well, 10 minutes would have really sucked. But anyway, we really are. We're lucky people, and we're just going to have a lot of fun in the next tonight, tomorrow night. We have amazing guests stopping by. We have some really fun surprises planned that I think will blow your mind. So tune in. Let's enjoy this. Let's have fun. That's what it's all about.
And, you know, it's been a lot of fun this week. There's been a lot of pep and energy and, you know, this feeling of finality that just kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And Gay Leno, he gets the show back March 1st.
I liked Bill's little post on Facebook, the little recreation of the NBC Wars.
Oh, what Jimmy Kimmel did?
Oh, the late night war, yeah.
Yeah, that was great, where he did it like the old kind of
Ken Burns,
yeah. Documentaries. You know what's funny is Letterman has been awesome making fun of Jay every night.
I've been watching Letterman every night just to. What's so great is that all these years when Leno and NBC stabbed Letterman in the back because he was supposed to get the Tonight Show, Letterman's seeing all that happen again.
Right.
And this time he can't bite his tongue. And it's all just coming out. And directed at NBC and Jay Leno, and I love it.
He did this funny, Leno Returns promo, Bill, that's so funny. Let's check this out. It just gives you an idea that he's not pulling any punches. It's hilarious.
Hey, late night fans. In just a few short weeks, Jay Leno will be back where he belongs as host of The Tonight Show. And all your favorite elements of Jay's Tonight Show will be back. The phony handshakes. The guy with the guitar who laughs at everything. The bit he stole from Letterman's late night show. The bit he stole from Howard Stern. The announcer he stole from Howard Stern. And me, I'm Ed Hall. The all-new Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Coming soon.
Yeah, it's funny. Did they fire Ed Hall and hired Stuttering John, basically?
They did.
Wow. And that really
Yeah, they
was,
let Ed Hall go.
That was a
well,
big
you know
boost
what's so
to
funny about it is in typical Leno passive-aggressive fashion, he let Ed Hall's contract expire. He didn't fire him.
Right. He just didn't talk to him about it. Hey, Jake and Elle, I'm kind of busy right now. Okay, well, you know, get to you later.
I'm busy waxing my car.
And then one day he probably tried to drive on the lot, and they're like, I'm sorry, you're not on the list anymore. You've been fired. Yeah. It's like, what?
But I love that that was Ed Hall doing the voiceover.
Yeah, it is. Doesn't that sound like he would have to be kind of annoyed by that in order to do that voiceover, wouldn't he? At least felt kind of like he was dicked around, which seems to happen.
But what is so true about the whole thing with Leno is that, yes, Leno took the whole headlines idea from Letterman. He did it on his NBC late night show whenever he would do the classified ads and, you know, hilarious. Goofed up ads. Leno stole the homeless game from Howard Stern, which is when he would send Stuttering John or somebody out on the street and they would ask homeless people a question. And then the people in the studio would have to guess whether or not the homeless person knew it or not. And then, of course, he stole Stuttering John from Howard. And it just
That part I don't understand. I know. I mean, and he's getting the Tonight Show back. I'm just going to have to get over it and hope that, you know, I know they said that Conan can't go to another network till September 1st or whatever. But I'm really hoping he gets the chance to not only come back to television with a new show, but to compete with Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's what drove Letterman. He... going to CBS, and I'm going to be right up against Leno. And I thought that was awesome, a big F you.
And he did pretty good for a long time. In fact, he was leading until Jay Leno got the interview with Hugh Grant right after the Divine Brown scandal.
Yeah.
That was that was the shift.
So was it it was a hard-hitting interview? Hey, I'm going to stick with this Leno guy.
No, it's just a scandalous interview.
And I love that.
And people just kept tuning in.
That article you posted about how lame Jay is, basically. You know, like, you're not going to get anything interesting. Or at least Conan was trying. They had new bits every night. They were trying to do stuff that was funny, trying to be creative, trying to...
Yeah, sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't.
Yeah,
but with Leno, he finds something and then just drives it into the ground.
I saw a promo for the Jay Leno show, and he'd go, tonight on Jay Leno Headlines. And I was just like, wow, that bit's that popular. It's got, he's doing headlines tonight. Oh, my heart.
The biggest thing he came up with for this new show was 10 at 10. I'm going to ask 10 questions to a celebrity at 10 o'clock at night. Oh, I'm so clever.
I thought it was like in 10 minutes.
Oh, is that what it is?
No, I have no. I have absolutely no idea. It's just
or
the
10 in 10? I have no
the
idea.
The lamest shit ever.
He's such an asshole.
He is. And God.
I actually got in a little spat with one of my friends from high school on Facebook because he said he posted in his status that he feels bad for Jay Leno, that Leno's
what?
Getting the short end of the stick here. No, it was basically verbatim of what Leno said the other night whenever he was saying that the Tonight Show was taken away from him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right, asshole.
What is it with
We've
the Facebook,
clips of you
man?
Saying that you were ready to retire.
Oh, suck it, Leno. All right, guys.
Suck it.
Let's talk about Lawman. Steven Seagal, Lawman. Now, I've got to say that this show is really boring, Steven.
Mm-hmm.
It's
so boring.
I swear to God, every single episode, I get really sleepy like I've been drugged. And I'm like slapping him. Come on, wake up, wake up, wake up. There could be something good here. He could talk to some black people.
They serve it with L-tryptophan.
Yeah. Now, they had two raids in the show. And I took the
entirely successful, too.
I took the most interesting parts.
And he starts talking. He puts him to sleep.
Yeah. I took the most interesting parts of these raids. I tried to. And made them into a clip. And just...
Try not to fall asleep.
My favorite part is when he tells this guy, sit down, Chunky, or not so fast, Chunky. I can't remember what he says, but it's hilarious. And then, of course, he's like, he talks in that, Cajun, whatever you call it.
That ain't Cajun.
What is it? He's just
that's
like.
That's mocking Cajun.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's ambient Cajun.
Wow. All right, let's check this out.
Get on the ground, man. Get on the ground. Get on the ground.
Get on the ground now.
All right,
faster than that.
Yo, come on downstairs.
Come on downstairs.
Calm down. Calm down. Calm down, everybody.
Don't move, Chunky. Let's get the others out of here.
Don't move, Chunky.
We went in. It was a perfect entrance.
All right, we'll stand up, all right?
Secured everybody, made sure nobody got hurt. The suspect that we were looking for is sitting on the ground right there.
Hold on. Kitty, go get my phone off the bed. I'm about to call my mama.
Oh my God. I just love the way they put babies in harm's way like this all the time. And then they start screaming at us. As far as I'm concerned, it was a perfect operation. First thing we do is just try to make sure that everybody's safe, and then they'll come in and do the search.
Man, when these guys hide the stash, they hide it good. Could be anywhere.
Real strong smell of weed in here, man.
Oh, he's got the eagle vision.
Right there.
The eagle scent. I'm a lot of fun practitioner of the olfactory senses.
That's all they is.
Well, I've been smelling shit all my life.
So we expected to find a lot of drugs. We found some and we're taking in on that. We've done all we can here now. So narcotics will come in and build the case. Everything all right, baby? Everything cool? Everything fine?
Is he talking to me?
You hear me?
Yeah, he's talking to you, Bill.
Good, where you going? Come on up over here. Put your hands up in there. What y'all doing up in here?
I'm with my lady right here.
Up in here?
You know, chilling wise, you know.
Y'all ain't got no crack up in there? It looks like there's some crack up in there. Look, you see that? You know what that is?
A pipe.
You know what that is?
Pipe.
You know what that is?
Pipe.
That's right. Just so you know, we didn't fall off a turnip truck last night. You understand? All right. That's all.
Put your hands back on top of your head. Intertwine your fingers.
Now walk back outside.
Up in Nara. Wow.
Y'all ain't got no crack up in there?
So that's the only reason to watch the show, really, is to hear him talk like that, right?
Just to fall asleep from his voice and see them every time they go on an assignment where they're like, oh, this is going to be a huge bust. What do they find? Crack pipes,
yeah.
Two rocks of crack, and a nickel bag of pot.
My favorite thing is he goes, a CI has alerted us to something going on here with the crack. But it could be some kind of ambush or something. It could be a trap. It's like, wait, the criminal informant could be setting a trap for you, Seagal? Is this one of your movies or is it reality?
The funniest thing about them getting there is like the tires screech. They pull into the parking lot and they're all rushing out of the truck. There's one guy sitting on the steps laughing. There's another guy sitting on the ground laughing.
And what my favorite thing is the eagle vision of the drugs in the room. It's like a crack rock sitting on the AC unit, you know. It's like, couldn't you just walk over there? Do you really need eagle eyes to...
Yes.
Wow.
Come on up over here.
Come on up over here.
I just watched him just to see when he turned from being able to talk normal to...
Yeah, he does this transformation, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It's hilarious. I wonder if he, like, slips into the method.
It's character acting. Yeah, method acting.
Right. We also learned in this episode that he can kick Jean-Claude Van Damme's ass, apparently.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Those guys are joking around. Man. Wasn't there something you got in a fight with him? No, man, are you kidding? Wipe the floor with him or something. I don't know.
Real strong smell of weed in here, man.
I bet there is. All right, guys.
Yeah, I think he's been smoking.
This week on Cake Boss... Buddy went to Sesame Street, and you know what's funny about this? He goes to Sesame Street, and he's in this episode more than any other. He's a dick, isn't he? Doesn't he seem just a dick to everybody in this?
Maybe he had a flashback to childhood.
It must have been.
I don't know if I saw the latest one this week. Did they play more than one in a row?
Oh, they always do. They show like two in a row. But this one, he's all into Cookie Monster. He loves Cookie Monster. But here's what's funny, Bill. Like, we talked about this. The people from the Sesame Street come to talk about him, about needing a cake for their 40th anniversary or whatever. And they're like, here, we got pictures of Sesame Street. We just want to know what kind of idea you have. What kind of idea do you think Buddy came up with? Exactly what's in the picture. Let's check this out. God, it's hilarious. He's so imaginative.
I really wanted to do something special for that crew to thank them and celebrate our big 40th anniversary.
So did you guys have any ideas of what you wanted to do?
Well, I brought along some visuals for you of the set. because what I really wanted to do was, you know, just bring this place right to life. This set is many of the same set pieces that have existed from the very first year, 40 years ago, the stoop, the brownstone. And this is the place we come to work every day where everything's happened over those 40 years. So
I think it's amazing. My idea right off the bat is to make a street.
Oh!
Sesame Street. And then we make
genius,
all the characters kind of all over the place. With Big Bird, Cookie Monster, Oscar, Snuffleupagus.
Snuffleupagus.
Aw, dumbass.
Snuffleupagus.
We'll have the whole ABC 1, 2, 3 kind of like along the bottom.
Okay.
The only thing is I'm definitely going to need a lot more images in this. Different angle shots, you know, Big Bird's nest. Because I need to, you know...
Well, I can get you pictures, but really the best way to see it is to come to the set, so...
Come to Sesame Street?
Take pictures yourself.
I'm psyched. Oh, man, this is going to be great. I'm going to be Cookie Monster.
So, yeah, it's all happy and everything, except he's yelling about... what is it?
Scale
of all the little figures and everything. So basically what he does is he makes a cake... of Sesame Street and puts all the characters on it where it looks, to me, it looks too cluttered. Like there's too much shit on it.
Well, it's because he made the street, like, he didn't make the street to scale.
Yeah.
And then he puts all those buildings on it and then he puts the characters on it and it just, like you said, it looks cluttered and it's a mess.
What do you say? The cake weighs 500 pounds or some shit?
It was enormous.
It was ridiculous. And here's the part that I thought was funny is the only thing you can think of is the thing's so big, they load it on the truck at night before they go home. But it's a refrigerated truck that needs to be running all night. So he tells Stretch he's got to spend the night in the truck against his will, no matter what. And then what he does is when he wakes up in the morning, how does he wake up? Stretch has been sleeping in the truck all night without blankets or pillows, Bill. But he sticks a water in the window and dumps water on his head. Wouldn't you have quit instantly, Steve?
I'd have been gone.
And everyone's like laughing.
Well, I guess that's the episode. I saw the end of it where they were trying to dump water on Buddy. And
no,
was that another episode?
No. Yeah. Because at the very end of this, he goes to Sesame Street and he made Cookie Monster a big cookie. And even one of the guys is like, you know he's not real, right? And he's like, yes, he is. Cookie Monster's real. He's a cookie. All right, let's check this out. Buddy being a dick.
All right, Danny, let's back the truck in. Come on. Now it's time to reveal my plan for keeping the cake cold overnight. The box truck is basically a refrigerator. If you leave it running, it's, you know, refrigerated box truck. It'll be cold in there. This cake weighs 500 pounds. It was like so heavy. It was like, you know, lifting dead bodies.
It's a genius.
Here's just one problem. Who are we going to get to stay and watch the box truck? Stretch is the delivery boy, right? All right, we got it in the truck.
It's your idea. You get
the
to
only
stay
thing
and watch
is, you got to stay here.
I'm not staying here.
All you got to do is lock the back door and sleep in the front.
And the air conditioning is going to stay on. If we keep the truck running, somebody's going to steal. So somebody's got to stay in.
Stretch.
How can you make me stay here?
All right. You don't have a choice. You're going to go in the truck and you're going to like it. So we tell Stretch to go in the box truck. He goes in the box truck and he's staying overnight.
This is ridiculous. It sucks.
What's with the smooth jazz?
Can you give me a pillow or blankets?
Yeah.
It's like, well, I guess this kid's a complete idiot, right? He's got no choice. Yeah, dude, I quit. It's all on you. Here you go.
It's like time and a half. Go get me dinner. You know, something. Yeah, this music's awesome, man.
It's like, can't he go to the office?
He just dumped the water on him.
That's just cruel.
Good morning, sunshine!
That's cruel.
I love fooling around with Stretch. Honestly, he's a good kid, and we do get along, but, you know, it's my God-given right to play jokes on him.
Is it?
Nah, you're a dick. Isn't he? Come on, he's a dick.
Flubbing up.
Even God says he's a dick.
He can't even say Snuffleupagus. That's what that movie Legion, he's coming to get Buddy. That's it. Not everybody else. But, you know, I'm interested in these refrigerated box trucks. I want to learn more about this.
The box truck is basically a refrigerator. If you leave it running, it's, you know, refrigerated box truck. It'll be cold in there.
Oh, okay. Thanks for clearing that up.
I wonder if it'll be cold in there.
It'll be cold.
Yeah, the one
in there.
What I saw was Stretch told him the refrigerator was out in the box truck.
That's an old one.
Oh, was it? That's really old.
Old one. Yeah.
They're always dumping water on each other.
Yeah, those guys are chuckleheads.
That was Tuesday night.
You know, it's like, you want me to spend the night in this truck, really? I'm getting paid while I'm in this truck, you know that?
Yeah, exactly. Time and a half.
Somebody go get me a pillow and a blanket. Somebody, you know, go get my iPod out of my car or something. And go get me dinner. Then I'll stay here. But don't, like, you have no choice. It's like, oh, yeah, I do. You're just my boss.
You don't understand. I have a choice.
I'm not your prisoner, you know? How much is he really getting paid to work in there, you know?
You don't have a choice.
You want to be a TV star on The Cake Boss on TLC? You're going to spend the night in here. You know what I'm saying?
Guess what?
I think they used Stretch because he's not related.
Yeah.
They didn't use Cousin Anthony.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, that, if he would have been talking like that way to his nephew, then it would have been more understandable. Okay, he's blood, but the stupid Stretch guy, he's like, he should have just quit right there.
I see. You can't tell me he can't get another job delivering.
Yeah, but he doesn't get to be on TV, though. Maybe that's it. Maybe he's getting macking on the chicks. Now, guys, Heroes, of course, was just as stupid as always, right? There was this great moment where Siler really needs to talk to Claire. Remember, he's got the tattoo of her face on his arm. You guys remember
that?
It
changes directions.
Yeah. And here's a conversation of Claire and Siler, and it's painful. Let's check it out. What is the deal with this?
Let's get this over with. You don't have to hurt Gretchen.
I promise that you will see her again just as soon as you help me answer my question. Here is what I've been thinking. You and me, we got a lot in common. We're both adopted, abandoned by parents who didn't want us, and raised by parents who didn't understand us.
My parents understand me just fine.
Stop lying to yourself. Both of our dads were cold-blooded killers, which is ironic because you and I...
I don't think that is ironic.
...cannot be killed.
I get it. Okay, we have a few arbitrary things in common. What is your point?
My point is they're not arbitrary.
He has
they're
no
formative.
Point.
The basic building blocks of our lives. And we have the same blocks. Yet here we are. Content College co-ed.
It's like,
oh, shut up!
Me. Like Duplo blocks, or?
How did we end up
Lego
so different?
Blocks.
Oh.
No, Legos are too expensive.
You want to know what the difference is?
Sure.
I don't have picked up eyebrows.
You're a psychopath.
I mean...
Mystery solved.
He has very well manicured eyebrows.
That's what's messed up about him.
You think this is a game?
Yes. No,
this
I don't...
This is my life. You're supposed to help me. Or don't you care how many fillets I slice your roommate into? If you're not going to contribute, I'll just have to take the answers from your head.
You're going to slice my head open again?
I've evolved way beyond that. Our friend Lydia gave me a much more precise instrument. She could read someone just by touching them.
Yeah, we know. We saw that episode. You didn't need to tell us again.
Our methods were
hello,
a little ironic,
exposition.
I know Lydia, too. I was at the carnival.
It is college, isn't it?
Well, I got nothing. Steven, you dropped an F-bomb back there.
I know.
Watch your language, young fella.
Yeah, there you go. Now, okay, whatever with all that. The part where Samuel is drinking a shake with his love, hilarious. Oh. Then, of course, she turns him down because he's a friggin' moron. And then this part happens where this poor lady, probably making him, what, $2.50 an hour, lives off of tips at a shitty malt shop in the middle of nowhere. And Samuel's going off on her. What a dick. Let's check this out.
Get on the ground, man. Get on the ground. Get on the ground.
Get on the ground now.
Wow.
Let's check this out.
Samuel trying to change his voice.
Yeah, he's like, hey, hey, Chunky. Wow.
Don't move, Chunky.
Yeah, get rid of Conan. That's what's wrong with NBC.
Yes.
Yes, something is wrong.
What might that be, sir?
Am I scaring you?
No, it's your guy liner.
Do I look scary?
I'm staring at your soul tag.
You don't look scary. You're acting scary.
And I'm different? Looking down your nose at me like I'm not good enough?
She's a waitress, dude, at a malt shop.
She's supposed to look down at you.
I was sitting there thinking the same thing. You're just like,
fit in your world.
You're shorter than me.
Play by your rules.
It's not like you said
sitting down. No, I am standing.
He's like Tavern on the Green in New York or something, you know?
I love him. He's destroying the strip mall. You know, there's not much more to say about Heroes except for they have no idea what to do with the show. And Siler, he's now talked to Claire, and next week, now he's got to go talk to Matt again. Come on! Oh. What is he? How many people? Siler knows like four people. He's like, he came up with all the answers himself when he met. It's just so stupid, and it's good times. Awesome!
No, it's not a good time.
You know what? There's been times where the show has been bad but entertaining. This is just bad. And that hero trial was, oh my God.
Wow.
The hero trial. And poor George Takei, you know why he's there? Because you know, it was great when he first appeared in the first season. Wow.
He's getting paid.
They have to bring Adam Monroe back, you know, Sark from Alias. There was no point, and everyone I assume is dead in his little world, except
Siler's there.
Well, yeah, Siler's there, and also Ando's there. That didn't make any sense. It would have been a perfect time to bring Nathan there as his lawyer, but Adrian Pazdar probably doesn't want to do the show ever again, right?
Yeah, really.
Wow. So it doesn't
Smart
matter
guy.
Where the show's going. And I, you know, how can they not cancel the show is what I want to know. Wow. But, guys, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about Dollhouse, and we'll talk about 24, huh? 24 is back, and we're also going to talk about some new shows like Human Target and Spartacus, Blood and Sand. Awesome. All right, we'll be right back, everybody.
You don't have a choice.
Ooh, kinky.
Hey, Keebler, how's the old elfin magic?
Ooh, pretty good.
Ah, the old fudge on one side trick, huh? Wow, stripes!
Yes, sir. We're making our fudge stripe cookies. We take crisp shortbread cookies, cover them with rich fudge on one side, and fudge stripes on the other side.
Unbelievable! I always wanted to know how you elves got the stripes on your fudge stripe cookies, and I still don't know.
Keebler fudge stripes, fudge sticks, and deluxe Graham's.
Boom, 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 nerf boomerang. Boom, 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 nerf boomerang. Nerf boomerang, nerf boomerang.
Easy throwing high or low. It comes back with each good throw.
Boomerang.
You can throw it by yourself or throw it with some friends. Nerf boomerang is safe, soft fun that never, never ends.
Nerf boomerang.
Nerf boomerang from Parker Brothers. Ah, Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate. Chocolate made with luscious ladles of milk. If we took away Cadbury's smooth, creamy milk chocolate, you'd think we were nuts. Cadbury's Roast Almond Dairy Milk Chocolate. Packed end-to-end with whole roasted almonds. So affordable, you'd be nuts to pass them by.
Care Bear glasses from Pizza Hut.
Jim's day started out bumpy. Till Mom gave him grumpy.
When Mom cuts my hair, I'm glad Care Bear's there. Hi, Care Bear.
Now the Care Bears are dropping in at Pizza Hut on four glasses you can collect for your kids. Tenderheart and Grumpy Bear, Funshine and Cheer Bear. Two glasses just 99 cents each time you buy any Pizza Hut pizza.
Just 99 cents for two.
One for me, one for you.
Collect all four for your kids at Pizza Hut.
Get under the spell of Colgate Gel.
Now that's Wintery Fresh.
Get under the spell
a Colgate gel.
Awesome taste.
Yeah.
That's the spell of Colgate Winter Fresh Gel, a creamy blue gel packed with proven MFP fluoride, the maximum fluoride protection a toothpaste can give.
Get under the spell of blue Colgate gel.
Colgate regular, Colgate Winter Fresh Gel, the cavity fighting gel with a winter fresh taste.
It's really fun.
Crunch Island at last. Soon all the Cap'n Crunch cereal will be mine.
It's the thought.
We gotta stop him from finding the Cap'n Crunch.
I've got an idea. Now for the signs of the Cap'n Crunch. Golden sweet Cap'n Crunch cereal this way. 8 more paces. Cap'n Crunch, a delicious part of a balanced breakfast. There it is. Oh, no. You can't get away with the crunch.
No.
Because the crunch always gives you away.
Fool.
Everybody's got a little smile inside. Sneaks out every once in a while. Like when you're eating a Rolo, it's too hard to hide. Cause Rolo is a whole roll of smiles.
Chewy caramel, rich milk chocolate. Rolo is a whole roll of smiles.
Cause Rolo is a whole roll of smiles.
I heard my babysitter telling her boyfriend.
What?
What?
How quarter pounders are made.
How?
They're fried.
But she said Burger King has a quarter pound double burger, and it's flame broiled. Not fried.
Burger King presents Flame Broiled Doubles, the double hamburger, double cheeseburger, and bacon double cheeseburger, so you never have to eat a fried quarter pounder again.
What's wrong with frying?
Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop?
Let's find out. One, two, three.
And Mr. Owl says you can win a Schwinn bike or cassette player by saving jokes found in specially marked wrappers of Tootsie Rolls. Odds for bike, 1 in 8,600. Odds for cassette, 1 in 2150. For free game trays, send stamped self-addressed envelope to Tootsie Roll Game Tray, P.O. Box 3554, Libertyville, Illinois, 60198.
Milk is good.
Milk does the body.
Milk does the body good.
Pass it on.
What you make?
To keep you cool, can keep you lean.
Makes you big, makes you strong.
Picks you up all day long.
It does. It's all there.
Good for teeth and bones and hair.
Milk does the body good.
Pass it on.
Milk it does.
Milk does the body good. Milk does the body good.
Pass it on.
Your batting average is totally awesome. What's your secret?
M&M's. I hit singles when I ate the brown ones, doubles with yellows, orange, triples. And with the green ones, I take the ball downtown.
Magnificent!
Kevin, you're up.
Quick, give me a green one.
Only one homer left. That's for me. Here's a triple.
M&M's chocolate candies. The milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
And imagine in the future, giant robot-controlled warriors will protect the planet Earth.
Starion!
The Staria Wasters, each sold separately, are mechanized warriors with wind-up action.
Surrender, evil waster!
Never!
Keep
Look out!
Baldur's won't stop us!
I'll stop through these pipes! I'm done for!
The Staria Wasters, each sold separately with its own comic book, part of the Staria's collection. New from Tomy.
These are Super GoBots, the mightiest GoBots of all. Stax, Leader One, and Psy-Kill sold separately.
Think you're big enough for the king of the road? Try me.
Mighty GoBots, mighty vehicles, GoBots.
Too big, Stax. Not so fast, Psy-Kill. Thanks, good buddy.
Super GoBots, Stax, Leader One, and Psy-Kill each sold separately from Tonka.
A gift from Activision is a gift of pure imagination. Give Pitfall, the wild jungle adventure game that made Pitfall Harry famous all over the world. Or set them loose with Keystone Capers, that madcap chase of cops and robbers. A game so funny, it's a crime. This Christmas, don't just give them games. Give them the ones they really want. Activision Video Games. For more fun you ever imagined.
I'm gonna have me some fun! I'm gonna have me some fun!
Whoa, sorry. All right, guys, we're back. And we're going to talk about the human target.
I'm about to call my mama.
Uh-oh, she's going to call her mama. Now, you know what's cool about the human target is it stars a guy I love from Keen Eddie, who was also in season one of Fringe, and in real life married Olivia Dunham from Fringe. How cool is that? And this show is based on a comic book, right? Human Target.
Yeah.
And I remember the Human Target, but not from his own comic. It would be like a Batman story, and in the back, there would be like a six-page Human Target story. You know what I mean? Like a little backup. I think they call it that, a backup story.
I thought you were going to kind of say, kind of like how another character be kind of meshed in there, you know, in a little spot.
They used to do like the
Martian Manhunter or something.
Yeah, yeah. They would do like, they would even do the Batman detective comics, you know. Of course, that's what DC stands for. But they would have a whole book of stories, you know, not just Batman. It'd be stuff like that. So this is pretty cool. And, you know, the show, it's fun. And it's an adventure. It's very light entertainment. And what's cool is Jackie Earle Haley is also on the show. He plays this character named Guerrero. You know, we know him as Rorschach from Watchmen, the movie. Or Watchman, I'm sorry. And in this scene here, he was my favorite part about the episode. There's been two episodes, but I've only watched the first one. And he's my favorite part about it. I thought he was really cool. And let's check this out. You kind of get an idea of how cool he is.
You think I've been digging around South Trust Bank, asking questions, making trouble?
You're employees of the bank?
You could say that.
Well, I'm sorry, but your employer's involved with some pretty shady loans with this director's families, and my friends need to know just how shady if they're going to make their case, so I'm afraid we're at an impasse.
We're at a what?
Impasse. It means we disagree without prospect of resolution.
You know, we came here to explain it to you, but you don't seem to be getting it. Maybe the three of us can take a little walk out back to the alley. We can explain it a little better. So there's no impasse.
I gotta warn you guys. This gets violent. I'm gonna fight back.
You think you're gonna fight back?
All right. Maybe fight back's a little misleading. I'll take the beating. Because that's all you two amateurs are cleared to do. And then one night soon, I'm going to break into your houses and kill each of you and your slave. Probably start with you, Alfredo. That way Steven here can have a few extra days with Marla and the girls. It's only fair.
How do you know my name?
Your employer keeps sensitive information on a drive he thinks is secure. It isn't. Shall we? This is Guerrero.
I love that he totally psyched out the goons, or they're just like, yeah, okay, let's leave now. He was really cool. He got whatever he did, he got the job done. And what's the name of the, is it Shy McBride? Is it the boss?
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to like him. He's kind of creeped out by him or whatever. But Mark Valley, I believe is the actor's name. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's great. He's got a lot of charisma and stuff. And
he does. He's good for the role.
Yeah, you know, it's just, like I said, light entertainment. It's an entertaining show. I liked it. You know, I'll check it out. Yeah, I'll be recording it and checking it out. What'd you think of it, Bill?
Yeah, I thought it was fun. Yeah, I mean,
it's nothing groundbreaking.
Like you said, it was comic booky.
Yeah.
It was, you know, I think the comic book, the whole thing with the human target was that he would actually change appearances,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he could change his face, yeah.
Yeah, so,
I wonder if
I mean, of course they can't do that with this, so, but yeah, what they did is very, it was fun. I enjoyed the first, the pilot episode, and the second episode, that would switch back and forth in the timeline, it was okay, but it kept my interest.
Yeah, and wasn't there a part where Shy McBride's trying to defuse a bomb, and he asks Guerrero, how to do it or something, like between the red wire or blue wire, and he hears him flip a coin. He hears a ching. Yeah. He's like, did you just flip a coin? He's like, no. That part looked funny, and I haven't seen the episode. So I like the actors that they got. Those three guys are good. So,
yeah, they are.
Bill, let's talk about Dollhouse. It's winding to a close, and I believe next week will be the final Dollhouse. And
is it next week?
I think so. They had to push it back this week because of the telethon thing. But
oh, that's right.
Last week was all about Boyd and how he's the bad guy and why and all that. And I'm still kind of confused about everything, but they needed Echo because she could somehow overpower the technology, which is erase your personality and fill it whatever they want. They've Topher, he designed this weapon, not wanting it to get into anyone's hands, which could basically anywhere, you know, rearrange their personality into whatever you wanted, or just blank them out. I don't know how you would use it, honestly.
Yeah, just turn them into a doll.
Yeah, just turn them into a doll. And they go to Arizona, I believe. And, you know,
we wouldn't know, being that the entire thing was an interior.
Yeah. You know, one thing I liked about this is how they brought all the characters together and they've made them kind of in a family kind of unit, you know? And they even turned Victor back into Topher again. And he does a fantastic Topher. The voice.
He really does. He's got that down.
He's got it down. And I almost think that, like, dude, he's got to be Topher again because he does a good job. And I keep thinking that I'm expecting Alpha to come back. He's got to. Doesn't he?
Right.
By the finale?
Yeah, I mean,
next
still
week's
out
last
there.
Episode. And what's crazy is the whole thing is about destroying this technology before it gets out and it destroys the world, because they could wipe out everyone's personality or make them into rage zombies. Whatever you want, they could do it. This evil Rossum Corporation. And there's this funny part here. This, you know, like I said last week, Topher really got on my nerves in the first season, early in the first season, and he's turned into like one of my favorite characters. He gets all the good lines, and here he's kind of commenting on how he gets to name the apocalypse because he caused it. Let's check it out.
I did all this. I'm the one who brings about the thought-pocalypse.
Thought-pocalypse?
Is brain-pocalypse better? I figure, if I'm responsible for the end of the world, I get to name it.
I gave the plans to Harding. I'm just as culpable.
Thanks, Adele. You handed someone a piece of paper. I invented it. Which means I have to destroy it.
They'll kill you.
A lot of gunplay in this episode.
Are you all right? Come on.
Excuse me?
Now.
Whoa! Love that song.
Akiba!
Wow. Army of one. Are you still me? Because I could use someone to shoulder some of the guilt.
It's Anthony.
Yeah. He's Victor, but he's Anthony, and he's got all these names. Everybody's got the real name, too, and their code name. But I think it's cool they turned him into a one-man army where he's a badass now. That was awesome. And, you know, they had the return of Melly. I believe she returned last episode, but poor Melly. She never got a fair shake on the show. Because they say the thing about the flowers or whatever, and she goes to kill Ballard. And then blows her brains out. Wow, that was kind of sad. Because I felt bad for her as a character because she was always manipulated by someone.
Yeah.
Even when she was
free. She had those sad eyes.
Yeah, even when she was free from the dollhouse, she was still being manipulated, wasn't she? And what the weird thing of pulling Echo's spinal fluid out with the multiple needles.
Yeah, that looks scientific.
Ah, delicious. Yeah, don't that bed had to have lined up perfectly, I'm
like
guessing.
They wouldn't have just drawn a single spinal tap and then...
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What was with the... Yeah, that made me giggle, but
that
still.
Reminded me of Blade, you know, when they're like...
Yeah.
And suck his blood out. But yeah, that was cool. And you know what's? They blow the place up. Boyd, they you know, she kicks his ass. Then erases. They erase his mind and then tell him to set off the explosives. I thought that was hilarious that he blows himself up because he has to follow orders. And then there's the stuff with Amy Acker's character, Whiskey, or Dr. Saunders. She's so basically these guys who run Rossum, they have their personalities in multiple dolls, so they're never in danger, right? They can go right, places, yeah. But they're in other bodies, so you can never kill the guys. And they blow up this place, and you think everything's fine, and then it cuts to... Did it say 10 years later?
Yeah, 10 years later.
And it's the apocalypse anyway, so the thought-pocalypse happened. So...
Now they're all in a farmhouse wearing raggedy clothes.
Yeah, what happened?
The thought-pocalypse.
Yeah, the thought-pocalypse happened. And I have Topher on my Twitter account, Steven. Awesome. Now... wow.
I'm a Dapper Dan man.
Yeah, exactly. So I can't wait to see how this ends. It's cool how it's a story and we get to see the what happens. And here's what I predict is that Alpha will come back and there'll be some karate fighting. Bill, what do you think?
Yes, and in some way Alpha will save the world.
Yeah,
that's prevent what, the thought-pocalypse.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Or he won't prevent it. They'll just save it from happening. It's already happened or whatever. Or
well, that's in an alternate reality, possibly.
Yeah, I wonder if it'll have a twist ending. Who knows?
No, this show's never that deep, Steven.
Now, guys, let's talk about the return of 24. Ooh, huh?
It was good.
You know what's funny is I was very entertained by 24, but 24 always does this thing where they have these little side stories. And when it happens, I start laughing because you can't take 24 seriously. Here's what I hope for. Whenever I watch 24, I talked about this last season, talk about this season. I just want to see Jack Bauer kill as many people possible in an hour. And he killed in the first night, he killed a dude with an axe, and it made me very happy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's chasing the bad guys, and the guy looks over. Fire axe gone, and oh, you know, like right in his chest.
Well, he dumps the dude over the rail too. So.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. See, just kill as many people as possible, and I'm happy. Now
so that's two kills like that.
What I think is funny is Katie Sackhoff's on this season, and she plays a CTU computer expert, kind of like Chloe, but Chloe kind of needs to catch up. She's behind on the tech, but she has Starbucks. Character has a stalking boyfriend who keeps bothering.
A hillbilly stalking boyfriend.
And you know what this reminded me of? Do you remember Sean Astin when he was heading CTU and his deadbeat sister kept calling him?
Yeah.
Like, I need to borrow some money. He's like, I'm really busy right now. Then he went out to meet her and they mugged him. Her and her drugged out boyfriend stole a CTU card and ran away. And I was like, what the hell is going on? Can you get back to the main story? So that this stuff with the stalking boyfriend is hilarious. But
well, I think it's funny that they feel the need they have to do this stuff
yeah,
to like buffer out the time. That's like, oh, we can't stay on Jack the entire time.
Well, I hate about it also is I swear they've done this too, that her character has changed her name because she had some kind of bad past. So he's like, I'll tell everyone who you really are. I know they've done that before on 24. I can't remember what season, but they've done it before. And okay, this is my favorite part
it's
of
like,
the episode.
She works for CTU. You don't think that they know an alternate identity?
They had to have. It would make sense. But they're, you know, security's not that strong.
That's how they go.
Now, another thing is Jack, he's investigating this assassin who's going to kill the guy from Slumdog Millionaire. Right?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
No, that guy's got an awesome bouffant, though, doesn't he? That,
he really does.
His
very
hair
classy.
Defies gravity, and I respect that. But Jack is investigating this guy, and he stumbles along to this basketball court. And I love this part. They're like, what you doing here, white bread, or whatever. And he gives the guy $100 to tell him if he's seen this guy impersonating a cop. He discovers dead bodies in the house. And then this happens. Wow. And it's Dom from Entourage. Remember that? Let's check this out. It's so annoying.
I hate this guy.
Ugh.
Put the weapon down now. Do it.
My name is Jack Bauer. I'm working on behalf of CTU. I'm investigating a threat to the peace conference at the UN.
If that's true, drop your weapon.
I can't. The man I'm pursuing killed two people in this house. If I lower this weapon, I'll be sidelined. That kills you.
Oh, no! What are you doing? He's down.
Son of a bitch is a cop killer.
Oh. John, stop. We've got to call this in.
Not yet, we don't.
I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, here we go.
Help me get him in. Come on, help me get him in.
You got a pretty mouth, Jack Bauer. Oh, no.
That couple you murdered upstairs were friends of mine, Dirtbag. Good people.
Miss Olney, we can't do this.
No, what I can't do is watch another creep like this walk on a technicality. Or because some lawyer didn't file the right papers to the right clerk.
John!
Seen it happen more times than I could count. You're new here, Phil. You don't know. Wait till you spend 15 years of your life
from Japan.
In this
you don't
job.
Know what it's like.
You talk to me yeah. then.
You've been eating that calorie meat the whole time.
CTU. Did we find credentials on him? No, that's because he is a lying piece of garbage.
Wow, he's really made
this
up his mind.
This was a home invasion robbery where nothing was taken because we showed up. Look, you got to tell me what I'm doing here, Phil. Then go upstairs and wait till I'm finished. Go.
That's so annoying.
Now,
why would Jack not say you're an idiot?
And remember, you don't call
I
it
I am
in.
What I said I am. Call it in.
You stick to the story. He was
it's
resisting
like, at least
arrest.
Call it in. He's a damn liar. Don't listen to him. He's playing with our minds
you
or something.
You got that?
He's a just, little Svengali.
Don't kill him. Do my best.
I love when Jack finally jumps up and knocks his ass out or whatever. But
breaks a rib.
I really wanted him to die, though, because even when the Asian guy drives off with Jack, he's like, hey, he's got to make a statement first. It's like, why aren't you in handcuffs, dude?
Yeah, he's got to make a statement that you beat the shit out of him for an hour.
Wow. And you know what's funny? Before that, the people who were killed, they were killed by an assassin who was posing as a cop. And he talks with his Al, you know, it's like, hey, can you trade with me? So, you know, whatever.
I said, they're trying to figure out where that guy was from the whole time.
I remember him from
Hutchinson. The Green Mile.
Well, I remember from X-Files. He played a recurring villain on X-Files.
Yeah, he was the dopey dude on the Green Mile that didn't put the water in the sponge.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took me so long to figure that out.
Yeah, I just read he was the Tombs on the X-Files. He could stretch and go underneath doors and stuff. It was really cool. So he's always made a good living playing bad guys. But, you know, stuff like that, that drives me nuts. But I have a lot of fun with 24. Now, Bill, they brought Renee Walker back, which I didn't mind.
No.
Except they've given her emotional baggage. She's seen some shit, man. And she's crazy, I think. Really crazy.
Yeah, she's got that wild-eyed look.
You know what's funny? Is I don't really understand what happened at the end. She's supposed to go undercover with these Russians. And
that confused me, too.
The guy's got a bracelet instead of, I guess, what you're supposed to have an ankle bracelet, first of all. Do they really have wristwatch, what do they call those things?
Communicators?
No.
Apparently they do.
You know, for
monitoring bracelets.
Yeah, a monitor so the cops know where you are at all times. He has like a watch version. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I can't go anywhere to help you. She is here, I'll help you get off. She picks up a saw and she's like, Zzz. She's like, well, what are you doing? He's like, chops his hand off. And Jack's like, what are you doing? He's like,
no, she chops his thumbs off.
Oh, I thought she chopped his whole hand off.
No, just his thumbs so that they could slip the thing on.
Oh, see, I totally was just, I guess nice. I was expecting, I didn't look directly at it, I guess. I was too disturbed.
I didn't notice either,
I thought
it was just the thumbs.
Oh, wow. Wait, she chopped off thumbs on the hand and he didn't have the bracelet too?
Yeah, it looked like it.
Just to be a bitch. You don't need this thumb either.
No need to carry cups for you, buddy.
It's like, I feel worse.
My opposable thumb.
I always felt
no
bad.
No more Xbox for you.
I always felt bad for that guy on Sons of Anarchy where those Asian mob cut off all the dude's fingers except two fingers. With his two pointing fingers. But that's pretty bad. And that part was hilarious when she did that because she's like, oh, she's crazy or whatever. And they brought in Leoben from BSG. He plays Roshan.
What confused me about her whole Russian thing is she was with the Russian underground for, I think they said, what, like 5 years?
and yet she doesn't speak with a Russian accent.
Yeah, that's the thing. Was she just an American chick hanging out with him? Because I thought when she'd walk
that
up,
that wasn't suspicious to them.
I thought she'd be like, "Da, comrade," and I'd be like, "Oh, wow, this is hilarious." But no, she was just like, "Hey, how's it going? Remember I hang out, you Russians?" So that was
disappointing. Let me cut your thumbs off.
I wanted her to have a bad Russian accent.
Yeah,
I was mad about that.
Well, you know, the show is for me. The show is so stupid that I have to really try hard not to get angry because I feel like it's insulting my intelligence. But and I'll be like, no, just calm down. It's okay.
I love it in New York. I love that it's set in New York. They're trying to entertain us. And yeah, it's ridiculous, but it's so much fun at the same time. Yeah, the little side parts with the cop who decides to beat up Jack are really just
asinine.
But at the same time, I think it's there's something about 24. I love it. I'm so entertained by how just ridiculous it is. And Freddie Prinze is on there this year. Who knew he was still around? Good for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, and Bubba. Bubba from Forrest Gump is on there.
Yeah, he's there. Oh, and I love his character. He doesn't listen to anyone.
He's the biggest asshole ever.
Every time someone runs CTU, they're like, "Hey, I really think you should second guess this. Hey, did I ask you?" It's like, no. This could be total. It could be a decoy. This person could be a patsy, and you're busy investigating that. But really, no. I don't care about your opinion. Okay, let's just go back to what. No, it's just like,
why do they do that every season?
And I love it. Like, we found a bomb in the building, and she's like, "That's probably not real. It's just to get us out of the building or something. It's some kind of trap." He's like, "Oh, that's ridiculous. Like a bad guy would think of that. Come on, guys, let's get the bomb out of there." It's like, no, they do that every season. It's hilarious how he believes no one. And you know what? Every season he's like, "Jack, you're all right." And he shakes his hand. "Don't worry, man. I'm with you." And then he gets killed like 5 minutes later. So you know his character is doomed.
Yeah, it's like a person who was running a corporate or whatever you want to call it, a company like that.
Anti-terrorism.
Has to think on multi-tiers.
They've made him incompetent, too.
They've overextended themselves. They can't be sending more people to check out a bomb threat.
Yeah, and remember, they've shown him to be incompetent, where he's like, "We need people on the ground. We need drones and all this." And he's like, no, we're cool. So the helicopter blows up, and he's like, "I hope you don't put this in your report or whatever." He's like, "What? You want me to lie? Hey, man, everything's cool between us, yo." You know, it's just like...
He was busy thinking up the things that you can make with shrimp.
Oh, my God.
Wow, good times.
Don't move, Chunky.
Oh, man, Steven Seagal would be great on 24, wouldn't he?
No, because he would never keep up with Jack Bauer.
I would want him to play
every
the
time
bad guy.
He'd walk into a Russian thing
like
and
Steven
he'd say,
"Doc, in an airport.
Duh, comrade." try to talk like him. And
come on up over here.
Put him in different situations where he keeps talking like everybody else.
I wonder if he would talk like that to like a Russian. Like, "I don't understand you."
But I love that guy. He was over teasing Jack, like, "All right, he's had enough. No, he ain't, man. He's a murderer.
He's a cop killer. He used a cop killer bullet."
Gotta
he's
love Jack.
He's in cahoots with Jack Travis.
Jack Travis. Come on in, bitch. All right, guys, let's talk about Spartacus, Blood and Sand. It's a new show that premieres on Stars. And have you watched it yet, Steven? Premieres tonight, but they showed it last night on the 101. I don't have Stars, but I got to watch it. And I had seen different promos for it, and it looked kind of like, you know, it looks like they're doing a 300 kind of a thing, but with Spartacus. And I saw that Sam Raimi and Rob Tappert are producing it, so I was like, "Hey, I'm there. I got to check this out." Mm-hmm. And I was not prepared for the show. I was not prepared for what I was about to see when I sat down to watch this.
What did you expect? Like a professional kind of like,
you know, I've watched Xena. I enjoyed Xena. I had a lot of fun with it. Okay, let's picture this
being
is
campy like that.
This is Xena with F-bombs, nudity, you know, there's breasts everywhere, there's...
It's violent, it's vulgar, it's pornographic.
Yes, it's... They say the C word about 10 times in this. I mean, there's people getting naked everywhere, and the dialogue I don't think fits the time period at all. I'm not sure.
No, but... it sounds like they're in Deadwood.
Yeah, they're in Deadwood. And it was hard
to... It's just
to...
a Deadwood script.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
And you know what? There's lines of dialogue in here where it's like, oh, you know, like, ah, oh, cringe in my side. But at the same time, I was like, I'm loving this show. It is ridiculous. There
I was
scenes...
cracking up. There's a point where the guy that's supposedly Spartacus speaks up and his old leader man says, he speaks out of turn, yet truth falls from his mouth.
Yeah, I love that.
Lost it.
And, you know what's funny is I can't take the Roman guy seriously. I think that might be Caesar. I'm not sure who he is, but he reminds me of Ryan from The Office. He looks just like him to me. He's like this evil Roman. It's like, he looks like the dude from The Office. He looks harmless. And, oh, man. There's a scene here. This is the way scenes play out. There's a scene here where the Romans ask these... Where are they from? Thrace? What is the name of the...
Yeah.
They're from Thrace. And he wants them to join the Roman army to help them defeat the Gedi, who are like warriors that use laser swords or something. You know, they use... never mind. So anyway, they're basically barbarians, Steven.
Yeah, they're barbarians with like leather faces.
Right. And everything's cool until Spartacus. I don't even know if that's really his name. They just
no,
give him
it's
that
not
name.
Spartacus, because at the end of, I think...
Yeah, they give
the
him
first
the name.
Episode?
Yeah. They give him the name Spartacus, basically, because of the way he fought. But he sees that the barbarians are turning towards where they live, and they're going to attack their own women and people. So he goes back to the Roman guy. He's like, dude, we gotta go stop them before they, you know, kill our families or whatever. And he's like, no. Because his hot, blonde Roman girlfriend or his wife... came and nailed him and said that, you know, you will be great or whatever if you go and head off the Greeks. Isn't that what's going on?
Yeah.
But what I love about this scene is how dramatic, when he dismisses Spartacus from the room, he does it with such gravitas. Jack Bauer would be proud of him. Am I right? Let's check this scene out. It's awesome.
They break for the mountain pass here. It will take them 4 days at most to reach the villages below. Food, supplies, women, all unprotected.
It's a simple thing to be turned in the mountains at night. Perhaps I should send a Roman to properly assess the situation.
Send the gods themselves. They report the same.
Dismissed.
Wait, listen.
If we march by
wait
midday, we can easily...
Dismissed! Whoa! Set off some explosives behind that. He like went...
The show is filled with those kind of moments.
And what's so funny is when he yells dismiss like that, he's like, all right, I'm out of here. It's like, there's like, you know.
He just yelled at me.
There's artillery going off behind his voice. I'm out of here.
There's this moment where Spartacus kills someone and he like, he spears him.
Yeah.
And then it turns into like slow-mo, and then there's this gigantic blood splatter behind him.
There's this part where Spartacus gets hit in the back of the head with an axe. It's not even the blade. It's like the handle part. And it goes, and they're like an explosion of blood behind him, like covers everything. It's like, it's like, holy shit! Like, all the blood just came out of his body in one blow. But then he, like, gets up. And what's great is, you know, they're showing this is the first time he's a gladiator. And he's going to fight and hopefully be killed, the Roman guy's hoping. He'll be put to death and everything will be great because he dishonored me. He kicked my ass, basically. He knocked me off my horse. Except he finds, Spartacus finds his strength remembering his extremely hot wife in the show.
Oh, man.
She's totally hot, and she's talking about, she tells him earlier, kill them all. And he remembers her voice, and he's like, yeah! And so, you know, what I love is that they
for my wife's vagina!
What do they bring out, like, five gladiators to kill him? And
yeah.
The crowd's booing, boo, it's not fair. But, of course, he kills Kicks all him. In yes. the most graphic display of violence I've ever seen.
And the most graphic display of CGI violence.
It's all CGI. And sometimes, I mean, most of the time, the CGI looks ridiculous. But that's what I love about it.
It's totally over the top and absurd. The blood is so red. I mean, it couldn't get any
There's a part
more
where,
red.
You know, his buddy, who at first he's like his enemy and they become best buds. He gets his throat cut and they show the blood coming out of his neck. Like, I don't know how long, but it seemed like forever. It's like, and they show it spurting out and it looks like cartoon animation.
Yeah.
And I was like, awesome. Yeah. I was laughing like this the entire episode.
I had no interest in this, and now you're making me want
to
watch it.
You've got to watch
it's
it.
It's so much fun.
You've got to watch this show. I mean, it is the most ridiculous, entertaining thing I've ever seen. It's like what they're like, I've always wanted to do Xena, but I want to do it like NC-17. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to have...
Oh, and the women are so hot.
Yeah, do you know that, like, they cast the hottest women ever? And Rob Tappert, who's a producer, puts his wife in it, who's Lucy Lawless. That's what's funny. It's like, honey, I want you in the show, and I want you naked. It's like, okay, honey. I think
it's
hilarious.
In the next episode, she gets
pushed
banged
against
up against the wall. And she's... She's masturbating on her bed.
You know what's like, you know what's hilarious, Bill, is the I'm sure you've listened to the commentary to Army of Darkness.
Yes.
Where there's a part where Sam and his brother Ivan are talking about when they needed like these slave girls for the skeletons. And Rob Tappert, the producer, brought in these topless women. He was auditioning them, and they were like, oh, man, this feels so seedy. I'm just kind of disgusted by Rob's behavior. He's like, all right, bring in another one. It's like these topless ladies. And it's like, the movie's not even – we're not going to have topless women in the movie. They don't need to be topless. You know. And if you notice in the movie, they have hair covering their breasts. So it's like, yeah. But that's hilarious. So, wow.
The same in Ivan. And I mean, this show is like unapologetic.
It's
so stupid, and it's fun, and it's violent.
It's the best word I can come up with is ridiculous. It's ridiculous fun, and I love it. Whenever there's another moment of ridiculous blood splatter, I just laugh because you know I love that stuff. But it's like. It's not like disturbing. It's so cartoony, and but then there will be a scene where everyone's like very in character. I mean, it's very dead serious, and it's like, wait, what? Now they're getting all serious on me, you know? But that's what I love about it. But seriously, Steven, you're dismissed.
Dismissed.
Oh.
Inappropriate.
You know, that's kind of like the what it's like. Spartacus, Blood and Sand, it's a winner.
Yeah, it is. I downloaded the first two episodes, a screener, I guess the press that they sent out to the press, and I can't wait. This is going on the top of my DVR.
And you know what? The show's in...
I'm going to have to watch it alone, because otherwise I would feel so creepy.
There's this part where...
Can't watch that with Dad, can you?
There's this part where Spartacus and his wife, they decide to have sex, and all of a sudden it's like, did this turn into a Cinemax movie? What the hell just happened?
I mean, she is grinding on him.
Yeah, it's like...
And there's a point where they're in, like, missionary, and he's just thrusting away, and I swear, if they didn't have the lighting just right... They're actually having sex. I mean, it's just like, how in the hell? It was shocking.
The it's filmed in HD and it's gorgeous. It really is.
It makes the women look all the much better.
And there are scenes in this that are right out of a comic book. I'm sure, when you watch 300, they got all the ideas from 300. It's like, this show would not exist without 300. You know how I was saying, like, Legion was some 12-year-old kid in church coming up with this? This is a 16-year-old.
It's his 16-year-old horny brother.
Yeah, who reads heavy metal, and he's just seen 300, and Stars is like, let's hear your pitch, little Kenny. He's like, all right, here's my idea. Spartacus, kind of like 300, and there's breasts, and it's bloody, and they're like, we love it, kid. Let's go with it. That's what That's awesome. And, you know, after that, and then I watched Fringe. Let's go ahead and talk about Fringe. Fringe was this was what you call a throwaway episode in a way.
Sure.
Second one in a row.
It's got a quarantine type of thing going on here. And I was much more entertained by the elephant people last week.
So was I. I honestly was. I found this one to be really weak.
The problem I had with it is the story seemed familiar. You know what I mean?
And we've seen it a million times before in a million different shows.
But this is the one part that was interesting where, you know, Peter's been infected with the weird virus.
You're talking about the Astrid part where she talks to...
Yeah, he says, I can't lose him again. So after everything's back to normal, he's cured Peter, everything's fine, she goes and approaches him. And then we have the gravitas, Stephen.
Walter. Inside, upstairs, when you said, I can't let Peter die again, what did you mean by that?
Some things are meant to be left alone, Agent Farnsworth.
She figured it out right there, didn't she? Mm-hmm. Like, whoa.
Dismissed!
Oh!
He's Frankenstein.
So at least they give us that little bit there. You know what I mean? So hopefully we get back to the real stuff next episode.
Every time I hear that dismissed, I think of the inappropriate thing. It sounds so similar.
Dismissed!
I know, it does. That would have been good if the guy tried to dismiss Spartacus and he came back with that inappropriate. You know what? The his buddy, his like vulgar mouthed guy who actually they're trying to kill each other earlier, but then they could become the best of friends or whatever. The mouth on that guy, it's just like, good Lord. And the guy has his voice is so bad, it's like a Japanese anime dubbing. Like the really bad voices on Speed Racer is like, Speed Racer, you will never.
But they all talk in this British accent.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, what? I thought they were from like Bulgaria.
God, I love it. Okay, Friday Night Lights. Let's talk about it. This was a hilarious episode.
Oh, man.
Oh.
They're really, you know, bringing the gravitas.
That's the word of the word of the night is gravitas. I mean,
and it's
seriously.
All because 24's back.
I know, but okay, we've got Vince and his mom. And at first, I thought she was going to be dead, but then she's not dead. Thank goodness.
I think it would have been better if she was dead.
It might have been, honestly, because he doesn't need what he's doing. I mean, okay. Basically, what he does is he goes in with the gangbangers in order to pay for his mom's rehab.
Right.
Right. Which is a really bad decision, I'm thinking. Probably not good.
Yeah.
Well, actually, this whole episode, now that I think about it, it's all about bad decisions, isn't it? Because if you if you think of, we know Riggins and his brother, bad decisions. Mm-hmm. And I love how they even like, we could bury the chassis.
God.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then to see them digging the hole.
Oh, man. Not the Riggins boys are too bright. That's awesome. So, okay, also, Julie, she's not making good decisions either because she's thinking about
not going to college.
And just traveling the world with Habitat for Humanity. While it would be nice for her to do that,
Habitat Dude,
she needs to move her life along. This guy's a rebound dude, just like her mom said, so we got that going on.
Oh, come on. The Habitat hipster's awesome.
Yeah, that guy's awesome. And I love when
the conversation he tries to have with Coach.
What do you do when
it's football, huh?
It rains, and yeah, and he's just like
it was fun out there.
It's just like, yeah, okay. So, and then we have the girl who I said I would remember.
Becky.
I was going to say it, Steven.
Liar.
She's pregnant, and she's trying to decide what to do, and she's really scared. She needs to talk to Tammy. And I thought those scenes were really good when she talked to Tammy.
She didn't know who to talk to, and Riggins takes her to Tammy.
Right. She talks to Tammy, and Tammy, you know, she doesn't tell her what to do. You need to make the – first thing you do is tell your mom.
Here's some decisions.
And telling her mom didn't go so well. Her mom just freaked out because
Her mom's kind of a selfish bitch.
Yeah, because that's what she did with her life. And instead of looking to say, like, hey, I have this great daughter now. Everything turned out okay. It could
be
the same way.
Yeah, but you can make better decisions than I can.
Right. Then that happened. You know what was also funny is she said, you need to tell your mom. And I love the scene where her mom's just talking. She's like, Mom, I'm pregnant. And she just said it out. And then later on, Luke, he's with his dad. He's like, is there something wrong? He's like, I got a girl pregnant. And they just blurted it out. They didn't go, well, I don't know how to tell you. Just blur it out, man. Just say it.
It's the blurting episode.
Yeah. And, you know, I wasn't sure what her decision would be. I thought, you know, maybe do the, you know, put it up for adoption kind of thing or whatever.
Carry it to term.
I almost feel like there was that scene with Tammy where she seems unsure of herself. She's like, I just can't. I don't think I can. That's the name of the episode. But you think that she's thinking of it, but her mom put so much pressure on her at the same time that the decision's made. We're going to go get this done. That the saddest part about it, you know, I don't care about, you know, is it okay to have an abortion or whatever. The saddest thing about it is I don't think she had her mind made up when she did it.
No, it was her mom. It was her mom that made the decision.
And that's what I thought was sad.
Because even in that scene in the doctor's office, whenever the doctor's trying to give her the, you know, the standard lines that he's obligated to by law, and she's like, whatever, just get on with it. You know, we know what we're doing. We're here to do this, and we don't need to hear your crap.
And it's like your daughter needs to hear this.
Gravitas.
Exactly. And after all of that, guys, the episode's great, and I see scenes the next week. I finally, like, no Friday Night Lights. You're making me mad. Sorry. Love the show every week. Did you see scenes next week, Steven? The guy's like, Tammy, somebody's, Luke's grandmother is really pissed because you convinced her grandchild to be aborted or whatever. And she's like, what? And I'm like, no, come on. It's not her fault. She offered nothing but guidance. But then they have Vincent in a scene the next week where it's a scene out of a gangster movie where he's like, come on, hit him.
You owe us some money. They're pay us up.
Yeah, he goes on collections like in State of Grace with Sean Penn or something, you know.
And he's handed the club. Okay, you hit him now.
Yeah.
And that's where it kind of ends.
And what
means he doesn't hit him.
What I love about Friday Night Lights is how it has the good with the bad also, but there's a lot of bad going on right now. I'm sorry. There's a lot, right?
Yeah, East Dillon sucks ass.
I know.
I want to go back to West Dillon.
I think like Ice Cube would go there and go, shit, man, I'm going to go back to Compton or something like that, you know, or whatever, you know, from Boys in the Hood, Steve. Well, anyway, here's a scene here where the guy who runs the barbecue place, what's his name, Steven?
I don't know. It's the girl's dad, and I can't think of his name.
Barbecue guy.
Becky is his name. No, and
Becky.
He tells the coach that he doesn't know how to coach Vince.
Joe.
Because he was just like Vince when he was a kid. So let's check this out when he tells Coach Taylor, you don't know how to coach Vince.
They're both drunk.
Yeah, let's see how he reacts.
You know what your problem is?
No, but I'm sure you're going to tell me. What is my problem?
The problem is you don't know how to coach Vince.
I don't know how to coach.
You didn't say that. I said you don't know how to coach Vince. You don't know how to talk to him.
If you're not looking at me, telling me that I can't coach Vince because he's black and I'm white out of here.
That's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I might be seeing some things that you might be missing.
See, that's one of those pretty irritating conversations that we have. Are you seeing it because you're black?
Look, I don't understand Vince because I'm black. I understand him because he's me. Do you know what it's like to be the most athletic guy on the field and then be told, don't follow your instincts? Follow the playbook, no matter what.
What the hell am I supposed to do? What do you want me to do? The kid's got to learn the plays. Look,
no, telling he doesn't me know I the plays. I'm not stupid.
Because they're black.
Look, would you stop it with
I
that?
I know the kid's got talent. I'm just trying to give him a skill set.
I know that.
Well, you know what? Tell me I can't coach because you don't like what I do on the field. Can we have two more, Robin, please?
And I love the next day, Tammy goes to take him to his truck. And it's like across the parking lot. He's like, oh, there's my truck. Just drive me over there. She was like, no, no.
You can walk.
You can walk. He's like, what? No, you can walk over there. Go ahead. And he's like, oh. He gets out of the car. That was great. I love.
Thanks. Love you.
Yeah. I love all that stuff. But I can't deal with this going after Tammy shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Because they've already, the school has turned on her. Yeah. We don't need any more of this. Okay. Sorry, and while Luke's parents seem really nice, going after the principal, I don't know. Maybe this really does happen. I guess you need someone to blame for your sorrow in life. I don't know,
yeah.
But I'm just saying that I don't like it. And
well, the mom is obviously kind of nutty.
Yeah.
Because whenever he comes in,
oh,
and
it's like, this
the dad says, "I told your mom about what happened," she goes, "Well, Mary and Joseph had a hard time too," and Luke's just like, "Mom, we're not Mary and Joseph.
I'm like still in friggin' high school." Mom.
Like she's got to relate everything biblically, people like that tend to be very close-minded and always look for someone to blame.
Yeah, like how does she even know that she talked to the principal, Tammy, or whatever, to the other school? That's what I want to know, and she doesn't know what she said. But another thing is Luke and his pill popping problem. Now, remember when we dealt with Smash and him doing, he was doing steroids. Is that very similar there in a way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying that.
Similar.
You know, how does that go on is what I want to know.
That's a very similar story. I've said before that it's a very similar story to what happens in the actual film. And how you have a serious injury and you continue to abuse these painkillers and, you know, you do it to the point where you end up making it a life-threatening injury or a, you know, career-ending injury. So I don't think Luke's going to end well.
And another thing is we were talking about how – I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, but next season Tim Riggins won't be on the show that much. Or his character won't because Taylor Kitsch, is that how you say his name?
Yeah, I believe so.
He's going to play John Carter in the John Carter of Mars movies. So I'm wondering, they'll have to do something with his character. And I was worrying to Bill that as a way to get rid of his character to go to jail. Because remember, they stole all that copper and now they're doing this shit with the cars. How do you not get caught eventually?
I hope his brother goes to jail.
His
brother's just a trouble.
I would love to see Landry's dad come back into the show if that happens. Not just a regular cop, but it's Landry's dad.
Yeah.
Because I love that actor. But, Friday Night Lights, good stuff. Not as bloody or, nude as Spartacus, but still great show, right?
God, I love Spartacus.
But did I mention, Steven, you can leave, buddy.
Dismissed!
That's just inappropriate.
It totally is. I'm sorry, Steven.
Inappropriate!
What do you say, guys, that we do the news? nice.
Inappropriate.
Exactly. Now, Bill, we have a special visitor on the show tonight. And
oh, really?
Let's see if he answers. It's Rick from Australasia. I mean, Australia. Let's see if he answers. Hello, Rick. Are you there? Oh, shit. What's going on?
Hey.
Rick.
Hey.
Hey, Rick. What's up, buddy?
I've got too many windows open. I can't figure out which one's the...
Hey, that's my world, man.
Yeah, they're a bit delayed, but we'll see how we go.
What do you mean delayed? Don't listen to us while you're listening to us on Skype. Turn off our feed or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. Skype's the one?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to Skype.
Yeah, okay. Listen to us right now, live, and not our...
Yeah, as long as you close the chat room window, you'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be okay, good. So, you know, whenever people call into the radio, like, turn the radio down, sir. Yeah.
I've got my headphones on because I figured that might happen.
Tell us when you're all set.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. And Rick?
Dismissed!
Oh, no. You just got out of here. Now, Rick, be sure to watch Spartacus, Blood and Sand.
What is that?
It's a new show on Stars.
It's the best show ever.
It is. It's got nudity and blood and gladiators.
Nudity's good.
It's got boobs.
You ever watch gladiator movies? Well, yes, I do. I do very much.
It's like 300?
Yeah, it is. It's basically 300. They're like, hey, let's start.
Really bad CGI.
Yeah, the CGI is not as crisp as in 300.
We never even mentioned the part where he leaves his wife to go to battle, and he's running in place, and all of a sudden it changes to a forest.
I got
to
tell you, that scene right there, there's a part he's running, and then it's like kind of camera pulls. He's running in place or whatever. The background changes, and he's in battle, you know, kind of like a time-lapse thing. I was like, right there, that moment, that clumsy, awkward effect, I was like, I'm in love with this show now. This is awesome. I love it. It reminded me of Frances McDormand in Darkman. After Darkman blows
when
up.
She's walking down the street.
Well, no, she's standing there, and all of a sudden, she's at the funeral. The background changes, and she's got a veil, and she's okay at the funeral. That's what it kind of reminded me of. Do you know what I'm talking about, Bill?
Yes, I do.
It was awesome. Now, Rick, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good. I'm just finished mowing the lawn, so I had a few drinks, and I'm just relaxing, I guess.
After a nice long 12-hour day of work?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
How much sleep did you get last night?
I get about 4 hours sleep after a night shift, and then I get up and try and get some stuff done around the house.
Better man than I.
And then you
really.
Then you nap in the afternoon? Or?
I just do that so then I can sleep at night as well.
Oh, that's good.
I pay people to do my lawn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Steven.
I would.
Oh, it must be nice, Steve.
Steven, you're kind of putting on airs there, weren't you?
No, it means I'm lazy, is what it means.
Well, what happens if the people that do your lawn find out when you're not home?
Oh,
and then they rob
no.
You?
It's actually my brother, so no worries.
Oh, okay. Well, he knows when you're not home.
He's got the key to the house, so he can rob me blind.
He had any DVDs go missing or anything?
He could pawn all your shit and you'd never know it.
I still got a bunch of his stuff at my house, so it's all good.
Hey, Rick, are you on Twitter?
No.
Oh, bummer.
You
need to join Twitter so you know what me and Bill are doing at all times.
Yeah,
because
we're so important.
Here's what I want. You know, Steven, you need to join Twitter, but you don't have to put the truth on it. Am I right, Bill? Just whatever you want.
Just make shit up as you go along.
You don't have to say where you're at. Just whatever random shit pops in your head, just put it on there.
Okay.
I'm in Hawaii eating a pastrami sandwich.
Yeah, you don't even have to say that. You could just say what
it's like my one this afternoon. Next, please.
Right, something like that. Or but
the best pastrami comes from Hawaii.
Like today on my Twitter, I put, if you jumbled the letters to Pocahontas, you could spell out Satan O Chop. What does that mean? Absolutely
nothing.
But hey, it's a tweet, right, Bill?
You're a comic genius.
So is a comic just like Facebook, but just updates all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's like you get 150 characters.
Yeah, and you can follow...
write something stupid.
It's like a miniature blog.
Yeah, and you follow...
So you're kind of sick of Facebook now and you're using that?
No, I'm using both. You can use different things like TweetDeck or whatever and post on both at the same time or vice versa. And you can follow all your favorite celebrities. Like Jackie O'Haley's Twitter, I'm on there. Chuck from the show Chuck or Natalie
What's
Morales.
The worst one?
Huh?
Greg Grunberg from Heroes.
Yeah, I don't have him, though.
I can't believe you guys are still watching Heroes.
I know.
We
I
can't believe
know
it either.
Either.
You I know, gave up halfway through the first one and just heard you guys just bagging it out. I was like, I'm not going to waste
the first
time
season?
With that
no, man. You got to stick around for the pain.
Every week I watch it, I ask myself that exact same thing. Why am I having a
bad
talk like this?
Bad crap.
Well, you know what it is, Rick, is we're offsetting like bad things we do in life by punishing ourselves by watching Heroes. It all balances out in the end, I think. You know what I mean?
Should have never pushed that old lady in front of the car.
Yeah.
Now
I'm going to
watch
Heroes. I deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I debated not watching it today. I was sitting there, I was like, it's coming on.
I don't know when it's going to end. You know, sometimes, like, I take pride in, like, you know, we stuck it out. We covered every Heroes. And then when it's over, it's like, why did we do this?
I think opponents of capital punishment should institute the Heroes Code. They could just put guys on death row, but instead of killing them, they make them watch Heroes every day.
Not every day, 24 hours a day.
Yeah, it's like Scared Straight, or it's like some kind of rehabilitation.
Stop lying to yourself.
Yeah, you're right. Now, hey, Rick, do you want to sit in with us on the news?
I'd love to. Yeah, that'd be good.
All right, Bill, let's get doing on the news, okay?
Okay.
That would oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
That'd be awesome.
Ooh, kinky.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. It's nice to know that stupid kids are all over the world. In London, a survey of British youngsters suggests 26% of the country's under 16 population believe bacon comes from sheep.
What?
Mmm.
Yeah.
Sheep bacon.
They also believe that oats grow on trees and that eggs are a necessary ingredient in bread. Some breads they are.
I guess French toast.
An egg? Yeah. So kids have no idea where their food comes in London.
Is it because it's all in packages now and they don't have to?
Probably. There's a big case going on over there in London right now about a guy who worked in a grocery store that was filmed licking chickens.
Licking chickens.
Yes, he would pick up the raw chicken, take the wrapper off, and lick the chicken.
Holy crap.
Yeah, there was also a video of him urinating in a garbage can. So this guy was like a regular life of the party at the grocery store.
Dismissed!
Wow, that's gross. That's totally
inappropriate.
Does that really? I don't even know if anyone knows what that bit is that we're playing. Is on Conan, they used to watch cable access channels, and one of them was this aging British guitarist, rock star, and they would play this bit where it'd be like someone would say something inappropriate. Like a guy would go, "Hey, what do you think of the cookies?" And he'd take a bite and goes, "Hitler was a genius." And they would go, "Inappropriate!" And they're, you know, they would be like, he's like, "Hey, Daddy, I got an A+. And he goes, "Look at this, son." And it's like a muscular dude in a Speedo. It's like, "Inappropriate!" Showing a little kid. It was awesome.
Inappropriate!
All right, so this guy, he's in court over this thing. And he's pleading innocent and that he never licked a chicken or pissed in a bin. So, but they have it on video.
He's a patsy.
Yes, it wasn't me. It was the one-armed man. And it looks like he will be getting some jail time for this.
Maybe he's a doll from the dollhouse. He was programmed to do all that.
Poor guy.
Don't lick chickens or piss in bins on video. You work in a store.
He's innocent, I tell you.
It wasn't me on the video. All right. A man has been banned from a public park after he allegedly tried to have sex with a tree.
Hey,
William Shaw. Yeah.
Don't knock it till you try it.
He's got wood.
I was going to go for it. He was getting it with a knotty pine.
There you go.
There.
It was a dirty birch.
Wow.
William Shaw, 21, has been ordered by the court not to enter Central Park after claims he attempted to bonk the plant. It's alleged he dropped his trousers and underpants, exposing himself in the visitor attraction area in September of last year.
Oh, my God.
It's claimed that he then tried to have simulated sex with a tree while his pants were around his ankles. Shaw yesterday pleaded not guilty to an act of public indecency. Sheriff Frank Peary released Shaw on bail on the condition that he stays away from Central Park. Neighbor said, "I've seen him out and about, and he seems like a quiet boy."
That's always
a bad sign.
And nice carrying you.
That's always the ones. Rick, are you a quiet boy?
Yeah, just because I'm used to listening, I'm just listening, so I'm not talking, which I'm aware of.
No,
so
to your neighbors, are you known as the nice, quiet boy?
No, the other night, it was about 11:30 at night, and I was drunk, and I broke out some power tools.
Sweet.
Oh, dear.
And the neighbors yell out, "Shut up," and I realized what time it was, and turned it off.
So he's not the one that's going to be blamed for. There were bodies all over his body in his backyard found.
Bodies all over his bodies?
In the backyard, dug up, found.
He's having an orgy.
Oh my God.
Lifting dead bodies.
Easy.
Police in Hamilton, Pennsylvania, believe they found a rather unsuccessful armed robber. Police said the man first walked into a Subway restaurant just before 7 p.m. He stated, "This is robbery. Give me the money." Investigators said the man jumped on the counter and attempted to steal the cash register. But the clerk pushed him off the counter and the man fled the scene on foot. Police said 30 minutes later, the same man entered a Family Dollar store. The man told the clerk that he intended to rob the store and displayed the outline of a gun against his jacket. This time the man tried to open the register but was unsuccessful. He then fled the scene. On Wednesday, Hamilton police said that James W. Buttery, that's delicious, was arrested on parole in Fairfield late Tuesday. Buttery will be charged for the attempted robberies on Wednesday. Okay. You've got to be really desperate if you're going to rob a dollar store.
Yeah, they only have seagulls there, right?
How much money do you? Yeah, how much money do you think a register at a dollar store is going to have?
Yeah, you buy like 20 things. There's $20. I mean, there's not much in there. Right, Steve?
Look, you got a problem with what I'm doing here, Phil?
Yeah, there's not much there.
All right, and on Sunday, a pair of ninjas robbed the deli.
Awesome! Ninjas!
Yeah, so these ninjas robbed the deli, Sisio, a Mexican. Why is it called Deli Sisio if it's a Mexican restaurant? You would think it would be like an Italian deli.
Ooh, ninja star to the head! Ow!
All right, so they tried to rob this place in, where is this, Longmont, Wisconsin, or no, Denver, so that's Colorado. Yep. Longmont Police Sergeant Garrett Bowden told the Longmont Times that the culprits didn't have large knives or swords. So how did Masaya know they were ninjas? Maybe he was a shogun warrior in a previous life before he started slinging tortillas.
Nice.
Oh, no, that's just mean.
Screw the small judo man.
The officers who responded to the scene used a police dog to search the area, but were unable to find the scent. It's like the robbers just vanished into thin air.
Wait a second. There were no ninjas. The guy's a liar.
They vanished. Yeah, I mean, skinny air.
Yeah.
You know, I think they just needed to get the ninja sniffing dogs.
Bastards.
Gotta get ninja
dogs.
Come
on over here.
I don't know what's going on.
All right, Valentine's Day is coming up. And although weed is always a good gift, why not show your significant other that you love them by taking them to the capital of white trash food, White Castle?
Yeah!
That's right.
Because we don't have any here.
That shit's delicious. I've had White Castles in the frozen food section of the grocery store. That's the only White Castles I've ever had. I'd love to
Now,
have the
White Castle fast food restaurants are always in the worst parts of town. Very rarely is there a nice one in a nice area. They're always run down pieces of crap in the middle of some ghetto. But you can't help but go there because those little burgers are so tasty.
It's like, let's go in the ghetto for some food.
So you could blow a week's pay on fresh lobster, bottle of bubbly, quiet table with a waiter, you know, impress your sweetheart on Valentine's Day. Or you could take her to your local White Castle where, just for this occasion, they're offering candlelit dinner and tableside service and flowers.
Yeah.
You like that, Rick?
That's a double shot of Rick.
Yeah, when we come down, I'm going to have to get a White Castle, man.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're delicious, but it's just, it's like the worst possible.
Where does your brother-in-law live?
Oh, yeah. The only thing I know is like the Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. And that was pretty good to me.
They are. They're these little burgers that they grill. And they've got like holes in them because they steam the burgers. The burgers are steam grilled. So it's like, and they're real tasty and soft. And
delicious.
You can eat like 50 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're tiny. Yeah,
they actually have a thing called the Crave Case where it's 30 of them.
Sweet. So where does your brother-in-law live, Rick?
He lives in Utah because he's a Mormon.
Okay.
Oh no!
I'm planning on flying down to Texas.
Sweet.
Can you get us some magic underwear?
If you just dress up with like black pants and white shirt and a tie, you could probably go into any like Mormon temple distribution place or whatever.
I was gonna say,
and just ask
shop?
For some, they'll give it to you.
Awesome. So you don't gotta have like an identification card.
No, if you look like you're meant to be there, they won't. So all you got to do is white shirt and tie and you can get them. But why pay for them? You know, like they're useless.
Wait a second. What?
Are you saying they're not magic?
They don't work?
I used to wear them because I used to be. And, I sprained my ankle once and I was like, this shit doesn't work.
I guess you've visited Utah many times before.
No, I've only been there once. On my 1 year anniversary, we didn't really go anywhere because we weren't Mormon by then. So, but we did go and visit the what's the temple, big temple there? Have a look around. Where the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and that.
The Latter Day Saints people.
Yeah, I stayed at the hotel LDS. Right next door to that once.
Yeah, I've actually been there too when I was a kid, but
it's never nice stuff. Like, they spend a lot of money on it, but why not spend money on helping people that need it? I guess.
What?
That stuff is so spectacular and just like over the top. You know, why waste that money and not use? Why not use it for something worthwhile?
Well, you got to have a big church.
Well, that's this. I worked there for like 3 months doing this giant hospital down in Sandy. It's 1.5 million square feet hospital. And
Did you not have a look at the temple?
Oh, yeah. I've been down there. I've been downtown many times. And
did you go inside?
Oh, no.
Steven's LDS is what he's telling you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they actually own the Mormons own the hospital we did. I mean,
they own everything.
Oh, yeah, pretty much everything there. It's pretty crazy.
They're like the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
They get 10% of every member's wage, so they're loaded.
Wow, yeah. I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, so, I mean,
what
and
a gig,
there's
man.
A whole. the whole valley there is every hospital is owned by the Mormon church.
Well, it's like you said, they own everything. Okay, but, Bill.
Hey, they keep us. They keep us working.
Moving along.
Yes. Next story.
What a great story.
Yes. Story.
Story.
Out
new
of
story.
Palm Springs, Florida. A goat. Broke into Lynx Gentlemen's Club early Saturday morning and left behind blood and broken glass. The 150-pound goat smashed its way into the strip club, gets on its hind legs, rammed into the quarter-inch thick glass, breaks through one door, then starts ramming another one before trotting inside. So the goat spent the next half hour dazed, staring at itself in a mirror. They have all of this on.
Jesus Christ. You know, I've heard they'll do that at my grandmother's house. I'm not kidding. A goat once was on the porch. My nephew Severin said, "Grandma, there's a goat on the porch." And she had a glass screen door. All of a sudden you heard crash. It saw itself and smashed through the glass. It scared the shit out of everyone.
Did it die?
No, they had to get...
They're actually pretty hardy animals.
They
had
to get the animal control out there and take them.
My buddy has a bunch of goats, and if you don't watch them, they'll come up behind you and ram you in the rear trying to get food from you.
You have to tase them, I think.
Tase the goat? I was helping him give them their medicines.
Huh?
They get some for worms.
Time for your
worms.
Medicine.
For worms.
Steven.
Ow, you gotta grab them little suckers by their horns and hold them or...
Ooh,
hey,
kinky!
Yes! Alright, so the owner of the strip club shows up and chases the goat further inside the building. An hour later, he gives up, and an hour later chases the goat away. The animal didn't do any damage, any other damage inside the club, but they followed the goat's trail of blood to try to find it. I don't know, maybe they were going to try to hold it responsible for the damage. They drove all over the area, and everybody was looking for it. No one has any goats, so it must have came from the other side of the freeway. It caused about $2,000 in damage.
Holy crap.
I think it was just pissed that there wasn't any strippers there when it broke in.
They need to make that thing pay for the damage.
It's like he was staring into the mirror, thought it was a female. Go, dance, baby, come on.
No, it's not.
Rick can comment on this story.
Australia story? Yeah.
Yeah. I guess in South Australia, this week they passed a new law that is banning the promotion and display of R-rated films.
What?
Yeah, so adults aged over 18 seeking to buy or borrow a copy of Mad Max means that they now have to find them in plain packaging displaying nothing more than the film's title. Like it's a bootleg.
Gravitas. I heard that. Did you guys talk about that last week?
No, I don't think so. Did we?
I must have heard it somewhere else then, because like Now they're going to have like the porno section where all the videos are held down the back just for R-rated movies.
Wow, what's the deal?
You're going to feel creepy just walking in. Oh, what are these R-rated movies?
Is it because of violence? They don't like the violence? Is that what it is?
I don't know. South Australia is retarded.
Because I thought... I really don't know this. In Australia, is there nudity on regular television? Because some parts of the world there is.
Hell yeah.
Okay, now then why rated R movies? Is it because of the violence, I guess? That must be.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just some sort of, must be some sort of guys who just don't want Australia to get influenced by all this crap. I don't know. I don't really know much about it, but
like,
seems to be a bit more uptight than America.
So if you watched Spartacus Blood and Sand, you'll be arrested, I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, really.
So you got to be careful, Rick, if you watch that, because it's really violent.
I'll do some research, find out.
The way I understood the whole gaming thing, like how they had to censor Left 4 Dead 2 and different games, is because there's no classification yet for the game with that level of violence or, you know, whatever. So the whole thing is they need to get a new rating set for the games to be able to be released uncensored. It's not that they have to censor them. It's just that there's no rating there yet.
So it's like there's no system. What do we do? Kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So San Andreas got banned in Australia. Did it get banned in America?
No.
Yeah, we got banned in Australia for a while, and they had to fix it up for some reason.
Sure,
I don't know
Utah
what, but then they
it.
Re-released it again, but they banned it for a while.
Well, I know they got
and
mad
it was
about
worth more.
The hot coffee thing got everybody in an uproar, but...
Yeah, that was the thing here, was there was this unlockable called Hot Coffee where you could have, you know, it was a mini game having sex with your date whenever they ask you back for coffee.
Nobody has any problem with violence here, but it's no nudity or
no
sex.
No sex, yeah. It's a puritanical society.
That's the best part.
Yeah. Exactly.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Well, we're not allowed to have nudity or any of that on national television, like the stuff that you pick up on an antenna.
Yeah, one day something like Spartacus will be on regular primetime. Will be awesome, right?
Yeah.
I believe we'll have world peace at that time, right, Steven?
I think so.
I think the world would be much better off if we just had boobs all the time on television.
Hey, Rick, real quick, do you know anything about refrigerated trucks? Because Buddy would like to tell you about it.
The box truck is basically a refrigerator. If you leave it running, it's, you know, refrigerated box
truck.
Oh,
yeah, I thought that was cold.
It'll be cold in there.
Yeah, it's cold in a
refrigerated box truck. It's basically a refrigerator.
So just thought you'd want to know that.
But you have to keep it running.
Did you play my voicemail?
Of course.
We did, yes.
Okay, right. Now, I don't need to talk about that crap.
I think you were half asleep.
No, I'll go back to my 12-hour shift, and I was just down a couple of glasses of wine.
Oh, yes.
He was tired.
Yeah. I was very sleepy.
Time and a half for that double?
I got double time from midnight to 6. Yeah. $60 an hour. Thank you.
Oh, nice.
What, Rick? What?
Boobies.
What was that?
Making the big bucks. Boobies.
Yeah, the boobies are sweet.
Boobies are sweet.
Yeah.
And that's news for this week.
All right, Bill. Thanks for doing the news this week. Awesome.
No problem.
I'm still pissed about that ninja story. There were no ninjas. I was really excited.
I think guys just making it up.
Oh, bastards.
If they'd have just left a star or something.
Well, you know, they probably had one of those smoke pellets things. They threw it down and went, and then they disappeared. That's probably what happened.
They turned out to be just regular customers sitting in there.
Where'd they go? Where did Lee Van Cleef go? He's the master. All right.
The ninja master.
What do you guys say? It's time for some DVDs!
Let's do some DVDs! HD Blu-ray standard definition. DVD!
Woo! The DVDs, everybody!
Dismissed!
Oh!
You should have sung along
you
with
want
us,
me to
Rick.
Go now?
No, Rick.
You can stay if you want.
Stick around,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, I want to stay, yeah.
You seem like a really nice guy.
Oh, stop it.
We want to give you a cuddle.
Yeah, I want to give you guys a cuddle, but...
Well, ooh, kinky!
Yeah.
All right, DVDs really suck this week.
Oh, why?
I can't explain it.
I know why. You know why, Bill?
The
why?
Thought-pocalypse.
Oh, okay. Are you sure about that?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. All right, so DVDs for Tuesday, January 26, 2010. Starting off with, let me choose here. All right, let's do Bridget's Sexiest Beaches, Season 1.
You got that?
Wow.
Yeah, she was a Playboy playmate.
Who has a show.
Yeah, and she got it on with Hugh Hefner, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And now she tours the world in a bikini saying beaches are sexy, I guess.
What was that one that we watched? Where the Bikini Getaway or something?
No, it's called Get Out.
Get Out.
I liked Bikini Destinations. That was
that's so silly.
The ones where they would do the thing and they would describe what they were going to do and then they show them doing
it. But it's
it.
Like, okay, I'm a male. I like women in bikinis. I feel stupid watching this show, though, because it's a woman rolling around on the beach and, you know, it's like...
When it's high-def women in bikinis.
Yeah, it's just not...
It's like you're there. Just... And you can stare without being... Creepy.
Anyone can watch porn instead. There's no reason. It's for teenagers. That's what I think.
That's true.
You're a bastard.
Oh, sorry.
But you know what's funny is if we had that when we were kids, we would like be whacking it like crazy. But now all these kids really? Have the internet, and you just type sex into Google, and you're gonna get porn. What? It's not fair.
I've got a game. You just type anything into Google, and then you just see how many pages it takes before something sexual.
Exactly. It sucks now. When I was a kid, the best porn I had as a kid was like the Sears catalog.
Yeah. You know,
we've all
now,
been there, brother.
It's so easy to get.
Or when you discover your dad owns. My dad has porn. What the. Been sitting on this gold
dirty
mine
old
the whole
bastard.
Time.
Well, you know what's funny? When I discovered that, like when I stumbled upon the porn, my parents had separated, and my mom had this really creepy boyfriend, and he kept porn in her closet.
What a great story!
I would steal the porn magazines
from the creepy boyfriend.
From the creepy boyfriend. And take them to, like, my clubhouse in the woods. And it was funny. Yeah, well, I built, like, this fort in the woods, and that's where I kept them. Like, my porno mags.
That sounds like kind of like a jack shack.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to understand. What's funny is that I would take them, and then I could go back the next week, and there would be more. It was like an unending supply of porn.
So it's like the guy didn't even realize he was done with the magazine. He didn't notice they were disappearing or something.
Yeah, it was like I guess he just didn't care. Or
God, we were so
he knew.
My dad had a bag full of Playboys, we would take them out in order, and then we'd make sure we put them back in the same order. You know,
I've done that.
Look closely for a thread or something.
Oh yeah,
like security system of some kind.
And then one day we got up and he kept them in the attic.
Bastard.
We got up in there and they were all gone. We're like,
no.
We went down to my uncle's house and they played poker every Monday night. And in the back of it was like this mobile home. It was like an old deserted mobile home they played in. In the back were boxes. upon boxes.
This sounds really kind of unstable. Like
my dad,
shackle place to play cards and look at porn.
Did you live in Deliverance? Well, my uncles, my dad and all his brothers, they just, I guess, combined all their stash of Playboys.
Did they trade them baseball cards? Yeah, it's a trading club. Like, all right, dude, hey, you can borrow my girlfriend from Miss March. Well, I'm going to take June with
me. Well, I'm taking this Swank magazine. And...
Ooh, kinky.
All right.
Okay. That's enough.
How did we get on this story?
Bikini getaway.
Oh, yeah, we're basically saying, why watch this when there's hardcore stuff? That's
basically
what we're saying.
Don't move.
This gets you in the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's foreplay.
Like,
you don't want them naked right away.
Hey, this show is making me randy. So, well, I'll be picking that up. I've been tasered. All right, Bill, what else we got?
All right, we have the new remake of Fame.
Fame,
because it needed to be made. I would rather be tased than watch this.
What a great story!
You know, I don't. Steve. This movie came and went so fast. It's like it never even was released. Am I right?
Because no one cares.
Yeah, no one did. No one asked for this to be made. Am I right, Rick? I mean, come on.
Yeah, no one. Yeah. Baby. I would rather be tased. That sounds like fun.
Okay. good times. Bill, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just choked on a little spit there.
You know what, Bill?
Dismissed!
Oh, damn it.
We need to create a
Is
game
this
show.
Going to be called Dismissed?
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate. That's genius.
All right, next DVD and Blu-ray is Michael Jackson's This Is It.
Another one no one
Thank
asked
God
for.
This was it.
You know what the one thing, like, talk about Facebook, is when Michael Jackson died and people would put little things about Michael Jackson. I was like, people give a shit? That's the thing I didn't understand. Like, you could say the thing about Haiti when someone says, oh, I don't really give a shit. It's like, wow, I don't get that. But when Michael Jackson died, people are like, oh, my God, he was a legend or whatever. Then I'm like, huh?
Yeah. He rest in peace.
Hey, Rick, how broken up were you about Jacko?
You know, back in the day, I thought he was awesome and I'd dance in my room like him. Not really, but no, I didn't care.
Kinky.
Like, he was dead to me anyway because he wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, if he was like
putting out something every year,
if he was halfway through singing a song and then died, that I thought was a good song, maybe. But
how awesome would it have been if he was doing a new Pepsi commercial and then Pepsi finally got him that time?
And he caught on fire again?
Yeah, this time it enveloped his entire body.
And he just melted. All those plastic parts melted.
God, Steven?
And then, like, this black smoke, like a tire fire came pouring off of him.
Wow. This really is inappropriate.
Dismissed!
That's because no one cares about Michael Jackson.
Wow.
You're a psychopath.
We can't care about him. He's not alive anymore. I just want to know if he really did have the Elephant Man skeleton.
I know he had a monkey.
Didn't you guys know he tried to buy the Elephant Man skeleton? You guys didn't know that, huh?
I knew. But
what a great story.
Shut up, Steve Martin.
Was the Elephant Man skeleton different from any other skeleton? I thought it was just his features.
It was shaped like an
elephant. No, actually, it was. The bones and stuff were thicker on the parts that were deformed.
He had a deformed skull and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, it was like, plus he had the trunk still, I think.
I've never seen that movie. I was too scared.
Oh, it's not scary at all.
Yeah.
No, it's not a scary movie. It's actually kind of boring.
Yeah.
I was young at the time.
It's very slow paced, quiet, and the Elephant Man seemed like a cool dude to hang out with, right?
Yeah, I don't know about a cool dude, like, but he just seemed just a dude. Just had problems.
He wasn't an animal.
Did he have a long nose?
No,
he needed
was,
to.
That was the disappointing thing about it.
There's no charm on the Elephant Man.
It's actually a very sad movie, you know. But
his skin kind of on the deformed parts kind of looked rough and like a elephant skin.
Yeah, and he only ate peanuts. He was deathly afraid of
Rick
mice.
Likes peanuts. I know.
That's what happens at the end. He sees a mouse and he rampages across the city. They have to put him down. It's really sad.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Goes on a rampage. All right,
next DVD is Parker Lewis Can't Lose, the complete second season.
Nice. They had the first season. Now they got the second season. Hey, it's nice that they're putting it out in order, huh?
Yeah, and they're not doing it in volumes.
Was this the second and final season, or were there? Was that?
I think there was one more.
That's awesome. I love that show. And you know, Corin Corky Nemec, isn't he? Is he Scientological, Bill? Or is he?
Yes,
not?
He is.
He is Scientological. Hey,
and that's really done a lot for his career.
It really has. Remember, he was also in the TV version of The Stand. Mm-hmm. Remember that? So that really helped.
Like Tom Cruise gets Scientological.
Yeah.
Xenu.
Yeah, he was just on some other sci-fi movie a couple years ago.
Well,
that's all he does now.
We can't
sci-fi
forget
originals.
He was the dude in Mankiewicz.
Yes, he was.
And the best part about that whole movie is when he goes, "Hey, Mankiewicz!" That's the best part. The movie sucks, but that part, he calls the guy Mankiewicz, and not only that, Mankiewicz turns to look, so that's his name. He's like, "Yeah, I do answer to that name. What's up?
What's up, Mankiewicz?" His birth name.
What's up, Mankiewicz?
He just turns around, "Hey, the name's Jeff."
My name's not Mankiewicz, Dick.
It's Jeff Mankiewicz.
Yeah, it's his last
He's
name.
He's Italian.
Are you one of the New Jersey Mankiewicz? That's right.
My cousin, he's the cake boss.
Yeah, buddy, I know that guy.
The box truck is basically a refrigerator. If you leave it running, it's, you know, refrigerated box truck. It'll be cold in there.
Yeah, it will.
You can put a Mankiewicz in the back.
You can freeze your blood and drink it later.
No, that would kill the Mankiewicz. They can't survive in cold weather.
Awesome.
Flopping up a bit.
Huh?
Snug up a bit.
Flopping up a bit.
Mr. Snuffleupagus. Oh, go ahead, Bill.
Next DVD is Southland, the complete first season, uncensored.
Whoa, what does that mean, uncensored?
I have...
Yeah.
Ah, more tasering. You know what, that's a really cool show. I really like it. I like the way it's filmed in this documentary style, but at the same time, it's visually, visually appealing, striking. It's really cool how they filmed it, and that's another show that NBC canceled.
Isn't it that a cop show?
Yeah, they didn't have a place for it in primetime, Bill. Now it's gone to TNT, and they picked it up. Hopefully it gets good ratings.
Probably a little more violent, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a great show, and it ended on a cliffhanger, and I can't wait to see what happens to it. But it's an awesome show. Is that on Blu-ray, Bill?
No, just DVD.
Aw, damn.
Yeah, and it's only 7 episodes.
Right, it was just one of those shortened things, and that's what TNT is going to show.
Nice.
They did have some hardcore stuff. Do you remember that poor little girl? She witnessed a murder or something, so these gangbangers were after her, like, through the whole season?
Yeah.
I thought that was really sad how this girl just couldn't, like, live her life because these people kept trying to kill her. But it was, it's a good stuff.
Sounds like fun. All right, next story. DVD and Blu-ray.
Bruce Willis in Surrogates.
No.
It's a roar of approval from Rick.
So, Rick, have you seen Surrogates?
Yeah, I watched it online a while ago, and it was just blah. It was kind of like a cross between iRobot and Bicentennial Man.
Yikes!
Not really. Wow. Not Bicentennial Man, more like iRobot, because it's got James Cromwell as well as like the creator of this.
He's playing the same part.
Does he ever say like, that'll do, pig?
No, he doesn't. But yeah, it was just kind of like, why didn't they pick someone else? Because now I'm just thinking about iRobot.
Surrogates. Bruce Willis.
Yeah. I heard a review that it was actually good and worth watching, but it's just not.
Yeah, it didn't look appealing to me at all. Usually, sci-fi movies or something, you can just tell. And you know what? Like I was saying earlier, how you can tell a movie is bad because an effects guy is turned director. A lot of times, if Bruce Willis appears, like you see the trailer and you're like, I've never heard of this movie before. Like, what? It's coming out next week? That's because it sucks.
No, all the time. Like, District 9, I didn't find out about that until the day I went to watch it.
Hey, but I knew about it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, as long as you know about it.
Yeah.
Time for the hooch. Hooch for the pooch.
All right, so Surrogates was actually based on a comic by Robert Venditti. Who, I think it was Top Shelf or something. I can't remember, but it was actually a pretty good comic. And then they took it and turned it into a shit movie.
That's usually what happens. It's a good comic and they don't know how to adapt it.
I'm about to call my mama.
I think more people need to call their mama when this happens.
Let's get this over with.
All right, yeah, let's do that. One DVD left. This is it. Whip it.
Yeah!
The Story of Devo.
Whip it good!
This is actually the Roller Derby Girl movie directed by Drew Barrymore.
Juno.
Yes. And it's got Juno in it.
Yeah, Ellen Page. And it's got...
Yeah, and I think they're all lesbians.
Is it the Deshane?
I'm watching it now.
Yeah, but they're like the creepy manly lesbians.
Oh, yeah, that's the best kind, right, Steven? Woohoo!
You're talking asking me.
Bill, you're talking about a dyke movie. Woo!
Ooh, kinky.
You know, there was a funny last season on Rescue Me. There was this hilarious thing where it was a bar fight between dykes and the firemen, and it was so wrong and hilarious at the same time, where they were picking fights with the dykes, and they were beating the crap out of them. All the lesbians were just beating the shit out of all of them. It was hilarious. Good times! What am I talking about? I don't know.
I have no idea.
You know...
Yeah,
what my buddy says.
That's DVDs for this week.
Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVD.
The box truck is basically a refrigerator. You leave it running. It's refrigerated
buddy,
box truck.
It'll
be
really
cold in there.
It's cold in the refrigerated box truck. We get it. We could have said it in three words.
And you shouldn't lock yourself in refrigerators because you could suffocate and die.
Flubbing up with it.
It'll be cold in there. Yeah,
we know.
Thanks for doing the DVDs, Bill. Wasn't that great, Rick?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Awesome.
I'm going to go watch Surrogates again.
Here all week, try the veal. And see.
Chunky. Oh my god, he killed him.
killed Chunky.
All right, everybody, that was episode 189 of Nowhere a Mulberry. Thank you for joining us this week. go to nowhereonmulberry.com and you'll find a link to Mulberry Old School, all of our old episodes. Download them now before it's too late.
Well, just like the other week you were saying, you're probably not going to put them up on some other website if they get taken off here.
Right.
And you can't do that.
Oh, they take too much time.
Just for people who discover it for the first time, they'll want to go back. And if there's not like from 1 to 190, then they're going to be like, oh, disappointed. Because that was the best part for me, was going back. I went back like, you know, one at a time and went back. And it was just, you know, you need to have it up somewhere. That's all I'm saying.
There will be a secret underground of people just trading old episodes, like MST tapes, yeah. Bill.
We'll burn them to a disc and send them to you or something.
Rick, let me ask you that. You listen to old episodes. Were they still entertaining, even though we're talking about old shows and stuff?
Well, because I do like 12-hour shifts and I need something to listen to, there was nothing better than just getting, you know, 3 or 4 shows, putting on my iPod and listening to them all. And if you start from the start and go forward, and you're listening about shows that you don't really watch, but you kind of get to know the shows even though you're not watching them.
Yeah.
So I know all about Heroes even though I don't want to. That was a good part of it. I enjoyed all of them, and I kind of thought it might have been a bit old, but because I wasn't watching them,
right,
it was still fresh.
You know what? It's really sad to go back to the old episodes and hear us say, wow, what a good Heroes last night. Yeah, yeah. It was. And we're like, this show was great.
Before we were jaded.
Yeah. We actually were enjoying ourselves, and it all went downhill.
Well, the first season...
up somewhere.
Yeah, the first season wasn't terrible. Wasn't great.
It was the last 3 episodes that the show went to shit.
Right. They were just like, we don't have any more ideas, guys. But, hey, if you would like to listen to Mulberry Old School, now's the time to do it. Because, hey, it could last for a year. I don't know. But when a host company tells me that they're no longer going to let you upload new shows, but, hey, it's okay, that sounds to me like, no, it's not okay. It's
just, yeah.
But join our forum. Leave comments. We love it. Go to nimpodcast@gmail.com. Send us emails. It's fantastic.
Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter, the Jstrom. Follow Bill on Mulberry Bill, right, Bill?
Yep, Mulberry Bill on Twitter.
You'll love it. Also,
so I guess I got to start a PCZ, Steven.
Totally. Okay. I think, Steven, just you don't have to say where you're at. You could say home right now in my fortified house
zombie
with
fortified
security system on. But, you know.
Paranoid.
Paranoia. Steven,
I got a locked and loaded 40 by my side.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that is true. Steven does carry heat.
Yeah, you know what? You shouldn't, though, because you're paranoid. That's the wrong kind of person to own a gun, I think,
What if you scared yourself and then you shot yourself?
I'll blast a hole through the door with my shotgun or something.
What if you were like a goat and you saw your reflection?
I'll shoot my reflection.
Trying to rob
you. Now, Steven, what if we gave you just a taser instead of a gun?
I need my gun.
Now, I remember, Steven, you once told me that you didn't want to learn gun safety because...
No, wait.
Let me finish. You didn't want to learn gun safety so you'd have an excuse to the police after you shoot a guy, right? That you didn't know.
It's not gun safety. No. It's not gun safety.
Okay, what is it?
It's the carrying law.
Which lets you
carry a concealed weapon.
Right.
Now, in Texas here, you can carry a concealed weapon, but you got to go through a class, be certified. And the class, you know, you get all these different laws, okay? And say... I don't know if I point my finger at you like I've got a gun, you know, and I don't have my gun on me. I'm in a bar. I'm somewhere, and
that wouldn't be appropriate.
And somebody else takes it wrong, and then they find out I've got a gun. I can go to jail for that, just for pointing my finger like it's a gun.
Well, you should.
You're really thinking this shit through, aren't you?
No. Honestly, it's happened. That's what I'm telling you.
I still don't understand what you're talking about, though.
But yeah, me neither. But
no, with a carrying license, you have to prove that you were in bodily, harm before you can kill somebody. I don't have to prove that right now.
How do
Oh.
Jesus, Steve.
If they're in my house,
just kill anybody you want.
If they come in my house,
walk down the street and start blowing people away.
If they're on my property, inside my property, I can shoot. I don't have to see a gun. If I've got my carrying license, I have to see a weapon.
Oh.
I have to
prove. How many guns do you have?
I've got two.
Nice.
I've got a shotgun for hunting, and I've got a pistol.
What kind of pistol?
I got a Ruger 40 caliber.
Nice.
A P90.
Steven, you're
scared. When I went to America, that was one of the cool things, was walking around Kmart and looking at the weapons.
I can totally kill a zombie with that.
That's what you're preparing for.
What are the laws there in Australia with the guns there?
And you can't have a gun ever.
Ever. What if you're a hunter?
I think you can get license. I got my gun license a while back because I was doing some sort of security course, being an armored vehicle dude. And I didn't end up doing it because the job I'm at now pays more than the one where I might get shot at. So I stopped doing that.
So Quigley would totally just be picked up by the law immediately if he showed up there with his big rifle.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me ask you obnoxious American asking an Australian question, okay, Rick?
Go for it. I love it.
Do you own a boomerang?
Probably once during my life, but at the moment, no, I don't have one.
All right, I just had to ask.
They come back and they're hard.
You're such an asshole.
They don't come back when you throw them.
Hey,
if you throw one and come back and it hits you, then you've got no one to blame but yourself.
That's true.
When I travel outside Texas, some people automatically assume from Texas I own horses.
Right.
How many horses do you have? You know, like none.
We lived in California in Redondo Beach when I was in the sixth grade, but we were moving back to Texas. Everybody say goodbye to Jason. He's moving back to Texas. And they were like, are you going to live on a ranch?
It's like, we have regular cities,
like,
and houses.
It's not like friggin' gun smoke, okay?
He's gonna move back to the Ponderosa.
Yeah, he's gonna get up at 5 a.m. and hoe the back 40.
Yeah, it's like they have
so there's
cars,
like,
there.
Ignorance in America from one side of the country to the other.
Oh, yeah.
We get a bit of that from, like, all Americans. Like, do you still ride a kangaroo to school?
Wait, why would anyone ask that? Why? No, you wouldn't ride a kangaroo. You'd ride in its pouch. Duh.
You try to ride a kangaroo,
too much
that
mucus.
Son of a bitch will knock you out.
Yeah, you don't ride kangaroos. You box them, right?
Yeah. But they just kick you in the guts and you're down.
And what is it? I'm pretty sure that, what is it, wombats? Are they wandering around everywhere?
The kangaroos, they, like, where I live, I kind of see them, you know, every now and then. There's kind of a bit of bushland around, so
I'll see
them just hopping down the street once in a while, but not every day.
We know that dingoes still babies, right?
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
See, I live on the verge of
like four stolen.
It's like, I live on the verge of the country, so every once in a while I'll see coyotes. I see coyotes run out by my property.
But in Australia, it's dingoes.
And it's dingoes and kangaroos there.
It's bloody dingoes.
Well, I think that kangaroos there are kind of the equivalent of deer here. It's kind of looking, you know, woods, there's deer wandering around.
Like, see, I never see deer where I live, but Bill, you see them frequently from time to time.
In fact, just the other day I saw them playing in my yard. I was like, holy crap, they're actually playing.
Like, you know what we get here is possums all the time. And they're the ugliest effing things ever.
Those sons of bitches are nasty.
Hey, Bill, have you ever hit a deer?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, yeah, I hit a kangaroo.
With a stick or with your car?
I'll never forget one time my sister and I were driving home. We went to a school outside of about an hour away from where we lived in Pittsburgh. It's when we were going to that performing arts school. And we were driving back home for the weekend, and it was at night. And the deer are always, you know, screwing around at night. And they're out in the middle of the road, and we're driving home. And
we see this deer at like the last second, and it kind of hunches down, and we hit it, and that sucker flew 30 feet in the air, like head over. I mean, it was like doing like a somersault, and I was scared shitless, but even though the deer's flying through the air, I went, goal! My sister looked at me like I was insane.
You're a psychopath.
I just hit a deer. We almost died, and you're saying that we scored a goal. Wow.
Did it get up and run away?
No, it was dead. We decapitated it.
Inappropriate! Kangaroo, I hit it, got up and ran away, and I was doing about 80 kilometers an hour.
Holy shit!
It didn't scratch you, dude.
Man, these kangaroos are solid mothers.
Nice!
About once a month or every other month, you'd hear the sirens go off at my parents' house and the ambulances and everything going out. Next day, you drive out through the country and there's parts of a dead cow where somebody had plowed into a cow.
Oh,
that sucks.
Poor cow.
But it's like you knew every weekend. Anytime all the sirens were going off, you hear a couple of ambulances and fire trucks. You knew exactly what it was.
Did you just say sirens?
No, sirens.
Sirens!
Okay, just checking.
I'll play it back, hopefully. I didn't say
I'm pretty sure you said sirens. No, you did. But hey, everybody, thanks for joining us. And Rick, thank you so much for calling in. Do it anytime.
Thank you for having me.
It was great, wasn't it, guys?
It was fun.
I talked to Rick.
Live.
That was good. Thanks, guys. I love yous.
Aw,
we love you too,
Rick.
Love you too. Cuddles, cuddles everywhere.
Yeah, virtual hug, baby.
Ooh, kinky.
Yes, it's kinky. All right. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Have a good one.
Dismissed.
Do I have to wait till the end?
You can hang up anytime, Rick. It's good.
Oh, no. I want to talk to you after.
Flubbing up with it.
Oh my god.
Look, you got a problem with what I'm doing here, Phil?
Some things are meant to be left alone.
What's wrong with you?